here.
The volume on the phone.
Autonomous military. You're eating response.
I acified it.
Rock. What a juggalo. What a juggalo.
All right.
Oh, boy. You got
fantastic. That was stupid.
Oops. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
No, I just can't get any redder.
Awesome. Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Oh, here.
Never surrender.
Down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Over this penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops. It can happen. Local Ben. Well, this jockey is a mistake.
That he was trying to tase me in my genitalia.
Going bathroom in the driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Shut up.
Consume some alcohol.
There's a punch. A swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Was he calling the midget?
Yesterday, following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get the rain bag. Cold.
I'll be in tow.
I was offended.
Siegel often draws his audience at the end.
No one's ever sent me at all for.
Showing up again. Again.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel started laughing at the collar with me.
Funny as that.
Not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
Fun.
I'm not incompetent. You're incompetent, you effer.
Don't tell me to. Damn.
Where can I get the marijuana?
Excuse me?
Lick my butt.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial real tuna punch bowl.
Oh, my. Little chewy guy.
Did you vote for Mulan?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
Okay, dude. How you pronounce the word?
Chugamalumanekane. Habaluhukame. That is the universe. Goodbye to urge and why, Lord. Them the old Texas Aggies. They is the boys who knows how to fight. Doc is upon you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang in hell. Oh, goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken dude, just go hick it up. What in the world did that mean?
Elliot in the morning. Your phone number for every 866-2L6-235-5. 5468. Hello, class. How are we today?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good... Why? What happened?
The cats got out.
Did it really?
5 hours later. Thank God she came home.
Winter?
Yeah.
You know, they say if you just leave them be, they'll come right home.
Well, this is
that's only had
for 2 months.
Oh, so she doesn't even know where the house is.
No. And
dude, it got out of...
Yeah.
You go driving around the neighborhood?
Well, Scott did, and then I was
In case the cat was just walking the sidewalks looking for the house?
Okay. Well, you obviously feline expert.
The... Oh, we could have called. Who's our guy?
Jackson Gallup.
Jackson Gallup.
No, we did everything we could. We put up on the neighborhood. I was walking around shaking a bag of treats.
Yeah, but you know the cat's not going to be able to read the signs. I'm kidding, guy.
If you had said that and she was still missing,
clearly I would have a different tone. If the cat was still missing,
no, but it was a lamp. It was windy over, freaked her out. I happened to have the back door open, and for a second, and then she
thanks, Diane. Just like that.
No, we ran after her and we couldn't find her, and you know I put stuff on the listserv and calling the shelters.
The shelters.
Just in case turned her in.
Oh, do people even do? Do they really?
Yeah.
A cat? Oh.
They're not dispensable.
No. No, I mean, I don't know that I would take a cat to a...
Yeah. I mean, if it's yours, it doesn't have any, you know, tag on or anything.
Right. Does it have claws?
Yes.
Oh, all right. So she can at least defend herself.
No.
Well, I mean, listen, it's something.
Right.
No, I mean, you just kind of throw it in the backyard and hold on to it until the owners show up.
But we had...
So you were all over the listserv?
I just put one out there.
Yeah.
Now, did
people help?
Yeah, we had neighbors who were, like, digging in stuff, trying to help us out.
No,
yeah,
good
it was
for
nice.
Your neighbors. Good for your
and
neighbors.
And Scott happened to be talking all of a
just
sudden.
Just walked right up. They always say, like, well, I mean...
I thought I was never going to see her again.
I'm sure there's no shortage of people who's ever see her again. But the... their way back home.
Well, we put food out and, you know...
Did any ferals come up and eat the stuff? You have
no.
to start shooing them out of the
no.
way, though.
To every 10 minutes, Scott's outside thing of food.
The, but does it even know its name?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they know their names as much as they know, like, cadence or you know, the sound of it.
Oh, that would suck. That would suck. Ugh.
It's horrible. But, I mean, thank God, five hours of
that? Oh,
yeah.
That's miserable.
Yeah, she came out like nothing was wrong.
She just made her way around. Oh, well, yeah, that sucks.
The whole afternoon, evening.
The,
and Marley's crying. She thought it was her fault. It was a mess.
So you said the Bieber rose finally?
Yeah.
Oh my God, is it good? Did you watch it yet?
It's pretty good, yeah.
How great was Natasha?
Oh, really? I thought she was one of the weaker ones.
Oh, really? I liked her.
Because some of the non-vices...
Martha Stewart was awesome. They don't write
for themselves, but they delivered it pretty well. I thought Snoop was great.
Snoop was really, really good. I thought Martha was really good. I mean, there's that one clip that went around about, you know, call me, you need like a player. But I thought the rest of her...
Yeah.
She did good. I didn't think Shaq was great.
No. I mean, there were a couple lines.
People making fun of Shaq was... Ross was real... I mean, I know that's his thing.
What did he say?
But Ross was really good.
What was his line about the I can't remember it.
He's the original Two Chainz.
The original Two Chainz, because that's how he got into the country.
That's right.
And then him tying Jeff Ross back to Tommy Davidson was hysterical. It was awesome. I thought it was really, really good. Yeah, Snoop was pretty good. He was better than I thought he was.
He'd been drinking and smoking.
Did you like Kevin Hart?
I'm not a big Kevin Hart guy.
What I liked about Kevin Hart, he looked like he was having a blast, though. Like,
I can see that.
Yeah, like enjoyed it.
So you think they're going to start bringing him back more often?
No, probably not. Nor should they. But it looked like, and all the jokes they were able to use about him being short was hysterical. Oh, it was so good. Yeah, no, that was also cool. Seeing Chappelle in the audience, I thought was pretty cool.
Trevor Noah was in the audience.
It was good. It was good. So that was a good, couple of hours. By the way, totally switching gears. Is this site, although you probably have not seen it.
I have not been to it.
Is that a?
I don't know what you're talking about.
ESPN has completely changed their website. Horrible. Horrible. And why you would change it today? And I mean, it doesn't pop up like, hey, we're playing a joke. That the feedback is going to be so horrible.
What is this, like, log in to view your
feedback? You can kind of customize.
That's new, though.
A lot of people also have, like, where they have, like, ESR accounts and stuff like that, and that way. But then you could also create an account. You could kind of set up your whole, you could kind of set up, like, your favorite team, like that.
Like
it's horrible.
Before where you had, like...
It's horrible.
Like, you know... and like the
you can still do that.
You gotta search for it.
It's such a pain in the ass. So I don't know if they did that today and thought, well, we'll just say, it's a joke. It's horrible.
I mean, there's a promotional locker.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not a joke.
Chevy.
Joke, but it's not an April, not an April Fool's joke.
First redesign since 2009. This looks legit.
It's not that.
I mean, like I said, there's no real obvious joke here.
Yeah, no, there's not. Oh, you know, but you know what they changed? I feel like they changed it since I got in this morning. Across the top where you can, where they have the tabs for NFL, NBA, MLB. Oh, they included NHL. Those weren't even there this morning.
Oh, that wasn't there when I just checked it.
No, those weren't there this morning at all. Like you had to go to kind of like mobile where you had to like kind
drop
of,
down.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, those weren't even there this morning. That looks better already. But oh God, is it horrible. Although you know what story on? Do you guys know who?
No.
Pitcher from the Rockies. I don't know if that helps at all.
Is he okay?
He had to leave camp yesterday. His the Rockies, they have their spring training in Arizona. They're part of the Grapefruit League. So they're out in Arizona. So I guess during spring training, I guess his family rents a house somewhere in. He's got a really young kid, and I guess his wife, and so they rent a house in Phoenix during the summer, and or I should say for spring training. And the family stays there, and you know he goes through camp and the whole thing, and everything's fine. Things fine. House there. He had a bolt out of.
What happened?
Kid got.
Oh no.
Yeah, like bad. So he had to. I mean, the kid will be fine. But so I guess the kid was outside playing in the yard, ended up getting bit by a snake, and had to haul ass to the hospital. Now, the kid will be fine. Most they think they might have to amputate even the whole foot. And no, that's bad.
Because he's so little.
I mean, I guess he's so little. I also don't know. They always say that you're better off being bit by Jackie got bit by a rattlesnake, bit by a baby rattlesnake, an adult rattlesnake. And they always say that you're better off being bit by an adult because how much venom?
Like,
yeah, exactly. So they know how much to release for the most part versus, I don't know, baby or a youth snake where they just unload because they have no idea how much they're supposed to. So they just unload. Oof. So when Jackie got it from the it just unloaded to a hospital. So
it was curled up in her shoe, right?
Yeah, they were in like San Antonio or something, and I guess the snake got into one of her shoes on, and it bit her foot. So some dude who was at it was like some campground, parents are in the camping. So they were dudes who was at the campground, like wrapped her foot up, not like foot up, really tight, and they went to a hospital. But they, and I don't know whether they gave her anti, I have no idea. From that, like her foot.
Really?
Oh, it was horrible. And she was looking for a job, so she'd have to go on job interviews with like her foot all blown up.
How long did that last? Like until the swelling went down?
I don't know. I wasn't dating her at the time, so I have no, I wasn't like dating her. Like I had nothing to do with her. And so the, no, it wasn't.
That sounds nice.
No, I wasn't like every day. I just know the story from that. I knew her at the time, but like we didn't like out or anything. But I don't know how long that went on. I feel like it was for weeks.
Really?
For weeks. She's the only person I know that. And John Axford. But I don't really know John Axford. A fantasy team once. Was that count? His son. But he's the only person that I know that's attached to a snake bite. But even for Lorenzo, he's never been bit.
Is that true?
Yeah. I feel. Isn't that true? He's never been bit by a snake?
I don't know.
I won't say that's true.
Or monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine if you'd have blown up?
I mean, God.
You'd have blown up like a snake bite?
Didn't even really break the skin, thank God.
Yeah, no, just a little bit of scrape. But it didn't. Oh, the jokes were still. Could you imagine that? You got to start getting amputated?
Yes, that's horrible.
Although, if you're going to get amputated, amputate me as a kid. I'd rather get amputated as a 2-year-old than as an adult. Because you just don't grow up knowing any differently.
You have already been walking.
Barely.
So you have to actually what you've just, right? You're still pretty young.
Yeah, but remember, like, you'll never remember having toes.
Fully accurate.
Yeah, so I'd rather lose them at 2 than, like, Jackie and lose them later.
No, you're right.
I'd rather not lose any of them. But if we're going to lose them, I'd rather lose them at 2. I didn't see what kind of snake it was. What does it matter? But yeah, I got completely wrapped up in that story. So yeah, he bolted from camp. I'm sure he'll be back for break camp. He'll be able to go home.
Yeah.
But where am I going, Kaylee?
Rattlesnake.
Oh, it was a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hi, Elvin in the morning. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
And I just want to let you know the ESPN thing was because yesterday was their 20th anniversary of their ESPN.com. And so for their anniversary, they felt like making an entire new website and it's the bill on it. But, you know, that's up to them.
I got it. Like, I saw it at like morning, so we're a couple hours past that. The, it's already changed a little bit from when I first with you. And listen, you get comfortable. You know what it looks like. Everything's fun. You know, all of a sudden everything changes, but I hate the change.
Especially going to the score, the different sports.
The scoreboard. Scoreboard is horrible.
I agree.
Horrible.
Hopefully they'll get some feedback and switch it back around a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not going to go all the way back. I mean, like Tyler said, if they've got like a whole new launch partner and everything, there's no way that, not a joke, it's not a hey, we're just, this is their new thing. But who knows, maybe they will.
Happy freaking anniversary to you.
Exactly. All right, dude, hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. You got it, brother. Talk to you later. So, yeah, I'd like to see them at least,
People seem to like it.
Really?
Yeah, like fans of sports. But web people.
All right, well, maybe, you know what? Maybe land and adjust. But what a bad day to launch it.
It is a little strange.
Bad day. It's a bad day to let it loose.
Today's a stupid day for anything.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I can't stomach today. Oh, and what was there? There's already one, and I can't even remember what it is. How monumental it was in terms of the one that was going around. I don't even know what Amazon
I don't even think that. I think that's true.
Why? What did they do?
Doing like the little. It's probably about the size of a cigarette lighter, and it's basically like an instant order clicker.
Right.
Where if you something that you order all the time, that it's apparently like you can put the little Tide machine, and so when you're running low on Tide, you just hit that button, and then it remotes you Tide through your Amazon account
at the store.
But I don't. Yeah.
I get that at the store. Although my buddy buys light bulbs through Amazon.
Somebody said that really
loves it.
But apparently that's true. I don't know. Yeah. Talking about.
What do you mean?
The one that's...
It was. I saw it in the overnight news. Overnight news already going around, and everybody's like, oh, that's a good one. And I have no idea what it is.
No such thing as a good stick out joke.
At all. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today. We'll lay everything out for you.
In the morning. XL102 at work. Listen this week at 11 p.m. to XL102 Big Field Day. An Incubus, Passion Pit, Liet, and McKend, presented by Pearson Mazda and Subway.
You know, our batteries is a lot like jeans. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you're ruggedly dependable, equipped for accessories, or boast the latest technology, AutoZone headquarters. And as just remember the golden rule, too tight ain't right.
Lads, clearing out weeds is all about give and take. This is Scott for Scots, and what I mean is, you want to take those pesky weeds out, but to keep them out, you need to give your grass some. Which is exactly what Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed does. It kills weeds while it feeds and thickens your grass to help. To learn more about Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, go to Scott's Your Lawn and feed it.
Hey, it's TMO. Join me at Applebee's at Short Pump Town Center this Saturday. I'll be giving away two pair of tickets to BF. Applebee's will have tons of great happy hour specials and prizes. So join us this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Applebee's, 11th West Street.
Pearson Mazda is the number one in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazda, the new Mazda Easy. More Richmonders choose Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. Buy the 3 for only $169 a month, or the Mazda CX-5 for only $269. Buy our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
26 months, 12 kmiles per year, with 1969 to a signing, excludes tax, title, and 489 processing, stock number 7661.
And save at where right now you'll get 50% off TaylorMade Jet Speed metal woods or a caliper fiber. Get Titleist products for just $39.99 plus other great deals. Golf Galaxy also helps you find your game with a full range of services from PGA professionals and to make sure your equipment fits you. So get to Golf Galaxy in Glen Allen today.
Go into Block and get your billion. Call 1-800-8-HR-BLOCK.com to make an appointment.
Right now at Wawa, any size specialty beverage is only $1.99. So bring us your sweetest need for caffeine. Your woozy. and we'll make you a specialty beverage. Hot lattes and iced mochas flavored to perfection. Chocolates with whipped cream on top and so much more are all made to make your day. Try one for $1.99 at Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Pocahontas Live proudly presents an evening with a band that defines the jam. Government Mule. Friday, April 10th, the night of intertwined classic cuts with new surprises.
That'll have you on your feet. Just $21.50. Get them now at Broadway and online at Pocahontas.
Coverpool is making new tracks at Pocahontas Live, April 10th.
Warren Haynes and company are going to light it up. Friday night, them with Government Mule, the surroundings of Pocahontas State Park. Friday, April 10th.
For more Pocahontas Live.com.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see what he beats the insurance doctor.
With your Plus card, it earned fuel point and fuel save. The savings add up fast. You can save up to $1 off per gallon by redeeming one fuel tank Kroger Fuel Centers today. Or for details.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
At Belt Boulevard at Hull Street, otherwise no problems on the side streets. It remains on Powell Height in between 288 and Courthouse Road for eastbound travel. Your left lane is open, but this is with no current problems on the interstates.
Back to Elliott in the morning.
Keep in mind, you're starting to get down to the wire. Only three more winners for Elliott in the Morning's date night. That takes place on... So you get today, you get tomorrow. So three more winners in there. Join us for Elliott in the Morning's date night Saturday night. We'll do some dinner. We'll have some cocktails. And then we'll make our way over to see Neil Diamond in concert. So I'll give you those. Also, I will have more tickets for you. Those tickets on Saturday. You win those before you can buy them. Yes, Tyler.
Kimmel updated off the nose story.
Yes.
And they showed like the slow motion clip of him.
Is it hysterical?
Clipping his nose. Yeah, it's with the mic stand when he's in stitches.
No kidding. Did it really?
Yeah, after the like five's little mini show, he went right to the hospital.
16 stitches or 14 stitches?
David originally told him just to put... And the on-site medic was like, you know, I have Band-Aids. All right.
Give you Van Halen tickets. Again, those tickets don't go on sale till this weekend. So you will win them before you can buy them. A lot of stories from yesterday that kind of played themselves out throughout the day. So we got to get into some of those. A lot of things. Diane! Let's get this, please.
So after a 9-hour-long search that Shutton had people, especially in the Annandale and Falls Church areas, on edge yesterday, Wosen Asaye, for his initial appearance yesterday afternoon on a new charge of escape. Investigators say he had overpowered one of the security guards who was watching him while he was a patient at Inova Fairfax.
Right.
Taking a bathroom break. There was a struggle. And a shot was fired, but nobody was hurt. They actually
used that as a human shield.
Yeah, the round was actually found lodged in the wall of a hole. So anyway, he is looking at additional charges in Fairfax Service responsible prisoners, saying it's planning to revealing of prisoners who are hospitalized. The FBI says that Asaye is responsible for a dozen bank robberies back to October.
As the bike bandit, sure.
Of 2013. I think the scariest...
Can I guess?
What?
The woman in the Camry.
Oh my God!
When you start driving, somebody kicks the back of your car. Whoa! Would I pellet my pants?
Yeah, they said she actually, you know, crashed her turquoise
right, and right.
Shield.
By the way, somebody being shot at hospital.
No, not at all. But I mean that if you don't think, I mean I tend.
And when you said that's always her biggest fear that she's gonna be pops up from behind the seat.
I routinely check my back seat when I get in the car. Especially even though I always lock the car, but just. Give me a little peace of mind, especially when it's dark out and you're getting in the car in the middle of the night.
Do you really? Do you do that also?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't cross my terrifying.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm just, it's 7 o'clock, I'm just getting up, I'm going to work, my job sucks anyway. Seat comes kicking down.
Yeah.
I would, well, they said she got out of the car screaming bloody murder.
Mm-hmm.
Like running for her life. Yeah. I don't blame her credit. I'd have passed out. I would have completely passed out right
over the car.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Noah.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Too much. Hey, I work private security, man, as an armed guard.
Right.
And the official story that, you were just saying about how overpowered somebody. Federal workers were talking yesterday, and our theory is that dude was probably asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, and his buddy was probably somewhere watching TV, and those two guys are... Guarantee you those two guys...
No, I'm not following you. So it was a man's security who had taken him to the hospital.
Right.
And so it's so you're saying the story that's out there isn't true at all?
I'm saying that, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, so I was probably asleep. And the prisoner, who wasn't handcuffed or restrained, probably just came up and grabbed his gun and then just knocked him out.
Oh, because they have it as into the bathroom. My biggest question is if you're transporting this inmate to to the hospital, wouldn't you get him before you went and took a piss? But I feel like I would hold it instead of just saying, all right, you stay out here, especially, you're leaving anybody out there one-on-one with an inmate.
Right. First of all, the biggest mistake was he was trained.
Was he not handcuffed at all?
I thought he was.
I thought there was a news report yesterday that said that he was cuffed.
That's what they said during the press.
Cuffed,
yeah.
And then managed to get... I have no idea how you end up breaking those handcuffs.
And he had been at... After trying to kill him, been at the hospital for a couple of days.
He had already been there for a while.
They said they stood... The sheriff's deputy Alexander stayed, but then they had the private security firm come in.
Oh, so he wasn't being transported there at 3 o'clock. So, dude, maybe you're right.
Yeah. The official story that they're launching is probably going to say that he was handcuffed because have you noticed that he's using the name of the these two officers Wolf has worked for?
Not true. That's out there. It's Allied.
Yeah, they said it during the press conference.
Yeah, the name of that company is out there.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. And that company, I thought they were trying not to put their name out. It makes them look bad. They lose contracts.
Yeah. See, the only part that I didn't realize is, hey, thank you, sir. That he had been there all arriving there at them there at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
And then when they were walking him in, one was that. Yeah, that's what I thought. But I guess if he had been there for a while, then maybe part of that the one guard went to take
himself on the 27th last week. And
so
then,
he's been there since then. Yeah. I got you. Am I going to the morning? Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Jeff from Springfield.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hi, I used to work as a delivery driver. I don't know if I'm in any company or not.
Sure, it doesn't bother me.
McDonald's.
Oh, I like pies. I
love them.
They had the Redskins player do their ads a while back.
I believe that.
Yeah, exactly. So, this was about a year and a half ago when I was working there. One of my co-workers went on delivery with two deliveries. When he was stopped at his first one, he got robbed. There were two waiting for him in his car when he came back from the house.
Wait, so he got into his car and there were two dudes inside the car?
There were two guys waiting inside his car in his back seat this way. And we said a fake or there was no one.
Right, just to kind of set him up so he would go to a house, sure. I sent him to a fake house. That way they knew that nobody would be there. He'd be weighing and laying. And then when he got in, they would go. We would pass out the car.
Oh, my God.
Stop. There's no way. I wouldn't be able to get through that.
Scott on Twitter has a question for you. Peek in the back seat when you do your data.
Looking on the outside of the car. I'm not looking on the inside of the car. I'm looking to make sure the outside of my car is safe.
Scott?
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know why that's... Morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi.
This is Daniel.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
This guy's high house got ran and their Acura got totaled. It hit their Acura and pushed it right into the Jeep, right off Cindy Lane in Alexandria. That's all my work. So we were monitoring it the whole
hitting.
Time.
Hitting. Yeah, wasn't there, I saw some woman on the news who was like, he totally went looking and got all the clothes
got
and
clothes,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'd be such a panic. Such a panic. What a mess. Dude, I appreciate the phone call. Hey, Kaylee, I don't know what all these people, if you could ask them to hold, though. Yeah, let me get through this and then I'll grab some of them.
Also, I guess they were that escape prisoner in...
Oh, yeah, that guy just walked out of the hospital.
Also escaped from a hospital there. The 46-year-old Shabazz was still at large. And then the Louisiana apparently have now taken the lead in the new guy accused of murder escaped custody in one of those transport vans.
So he's out.
Yeah.
That guy is, they'll be in look for. Those were the other two. The guy who escaped from the hospital in New Jersey. And then you had another one who was just being transported and he took off.
Mm-hmm.
Some bitch.
French officials denying reports, at least in Paris, and also the German newspaper Bild, that some cell phone video was by either a passenger or crew person, a plane that went down in the French Alps under the hands of co-pilot Andreas Lubitz. Apparently, they said a hoax. A police spokesman quotes, the reports, rather, are, quote, completely wrong. Meanwhile, Lufthansa is affirming that the co-pilot had informed the airline of his medical history during training, which also included a of severe depression in 2009 after he had taken a several-month break, presumably to depression. In spite of the psychological history, though, he went on to receive the certificate confirming his fitness to fly.
So now there's going to be a lot of kickback against Lufthansa for them knowing that he battled depression at a pretty slow.
Yeah.
And then they still brought
their legendary singer Joni Mitchell rushed to the hospital after she was found unconscious just at her home in California. They said the condition was quite serious, but that she was alert way to the hospital. She was in intensive on what happened. She is 71. The world's oldest person has passed away less than a month after her 117th birthday. Misao Okawa was recognized person in 2000. Her husband died in 1931.
No kidding.
She was married in 1998. Mm-hmm. If you want to move to San Francisco, you better be making good money.
Is that the most expensive city?
Redfin says the price in February was $979,000.
You got to be effing kidding.
Apparently, that is for a fixer-up.
For a piece of garbage. Like, you are living...
Garbage.
You're white trash.
No, I mean, I wouldn't call it white property, but they said even though this is so high, sales were 12%. From a year ago. So you got to make serious cash if you want to live within the city limits.
Oh, right. Does it say, like, what's right behind that? Like, if San Fran is number one, did they say what's behind that?
No, I can find out for you, though.
Yeah, no big deal.
Comedy Central in a statement yesterday saying, comedians, he pushes boundaries. He is provocative, spares no one, himself, and him on his comedy based on a hair. He is a talented comedian with a bright future at Comedy Central. This was on the heels of people starting to dig through all of his tweets.
Yeah, right. Pull out, six jokes over 6 years or something like that? Not that he needs anybody to defend. Asif Manvi, other friend. God, we have so many friends on The Daily Show now.
Okay.
That's two.
Did we hear anything about appearance here?
The are sold out.
Right.
Still working on our buddy coming in.
It's going to offer what it says is the first pet tracking device to help reassure passengers who are separated from their pets during $50 a flight available at airports, and it'll let you
monitor. $50 on top of what it already cost me to.
Oh, it's not free. And isn't it expensive to fly a pet?
I've never flown a pet. I've never put a pet on a plane. But they do say, I do know Delta has, when it comes to
pets?
I want to say they lose 10 a year.
And that's either flight or they just lose the dog?
No. That's dying. That's dying.
Oh.
I saw the story yesterday. They landed and the dog was alive, mm-hmm. and they got it out of that kennel, and the dog bolted out of the airport, and they have been able to find it since. Yeah, so you assume a good ending.
Or that somebody just kept the dog.
Diane, it was in October. A good ending.
For keeping positive.
All right, very good, very good.
Taken in by a loving family.
But yeah, it was 10 a year.
Yeah, it says they'll be able to monitor pets in real time.
God, no.
That's right. Or was yours, I can't remember. Oh, no, because you got yours from a shelter.
Well, they put him in a van from Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, all right. So he came by van. I don't know why I knew, for some reason, out of town stuck out, but not on a plane. I can't put mine on a plane.
I also didn't know this. They said there are certain breeds that the way that their snouts are, like you said, even...
Molson, the old American Bulldog. At one point, we were going to... And we couldn't.
By the airline, right?
We couldn't because of his, because he had a little smushed up face. Couldn't fly because of that. Also because he essentially, and there's also like certain temperatures where if it's going to be too hot, them on the tarmac, or it's too cold on the tarmac. So yeah, there's certain English bulldogs they won't. American bulldogs, which is what Molson was, they won't.
The Pekingese, like any dog that's got
Pekingese, their eyes just pop out.
Short snout, I guess they say.
No, it turns into a problem. They always recommend that you...
That's what the Humane Society says, unless it is absolutely necessary.
Which is why your own service vest and bring your pet on the plane.
Right.
That's what I do.
No matter how big it is, big it is. We were talking earlier in the week about Tom Brady hit a jump off of that cliff in Costa Rica.
Correct.
You know who laughs at him? Lions linebacker DeAndre Levy. Levy.
Holy crap.
Apparently that's, he's daredevil. There's pictures of him skydiving.
Holy crap.
That he's put out on Instagram. Yeah. Can you, oh my God. My,
I wish I could say I had awesome.
Whatever.
You got that bar behind you, like that big bar you just kind of lean.
Yeah. You know what that would be covered with if it was me?
Feces.
Exactly. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the first pick in the draft and are expected to take Jameis Winston, their GM. Ten Winston's pro day yesterday, liked what he saw. He said, very good, excellent, had a great day. This was ending through a full 9 innings.
Right. It's just his, like, he went the whole distance. A lot of other teams said he just looked flabby.
So now you have Mariota saying he's not going to attend, right? God.
Yeah, no, he's going to go see friends and family in Hawaii.
Also signed Matt Schaub to be Joe Hunt last year in Oakland after 7 years. And congratulations to Allen. He scored last night as the Caps beat the Hurricanes 4-2. That gives him 50 goals on
that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He ties Peter Bondra for the most goals ever in a Capitals uniform.
I want to say there's a full of guys who have sets at 50 goals and only two have 9 seasons. So there's a couple that he's tied with for 6 seasons. Next plateau will be, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I know one is Gretzky. I believe the other one is Mike Boss. That's 50 goals at.
Nats third baseman Anthony Rendon off today to talk to Dr. Stephen Singleton to get another opinion on his injured knee. Dr. Andrews agreed that he did suffer a sprained MCL. Nat, absolutely sure. Bases, and then.
You can ask. It's going to be the same result, dude.
Also, the Orioles announced yesterday they're going to go with Chris Tillman against the Tampa Bay Rays for opening day. He was also the opening day. Last season, Drew Hutchinson will be taking the mound on opening Jays against the Yankees.
And you start everything Sunday. You get Cubs and Cardinals. Cubs are throwing John Lester, who apparently is completely... And Wainwright goes for the Cardinals.
Kyle Larson released from a Charlotte hospital after completing tests to determine why he fainted Saturday at Martinsville. Chip Ganassi Racing saying that he is now waiting for final doctor recommendations so he can be clear to all NASCAR-related activities. Also, Tiger Woods playing an 18-hole practice round at Augusta. Yes, he remains undecided about playing in the Masters. He has not played since February the 5th. That's a look at news.
XL 102.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to change this an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle you. Reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program be. Free. Call now. 944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this year, and the bigger your debt, the more. To find out for free how much Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
Elliot in the morning. First.
Just before our love got lighted, I hit him as a northern star and I said, constantly in the where's that at? That feel me, I'll be in the bar.
866-235-4. Call me right now. First time winners, I will give you a pair of tickets to go to Diesel. Incubus, The Offspring, Panic at the Disco, Dirty Heads, Ed's Wilderness, Robert's Along, Homer, 866-235-5468.
It in the morning.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left, pass a new one, there's a six-way stock, Compressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive. Huh? then take a ride at the tree. From that show! You know that guy that does a thing and everyone's like,
you need to rent one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in in their cars and Progressive. And the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for... I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers, safe Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can tire it.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Loyalty Wednesdays. That's why at Advance, I decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program. $30 you spend, then looks back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track. Rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit Speed Perk Tail.
Hey, honey. You were out late. Did you forget my parents were coming over for breakfast?
Hey, Jeff Hughes.
And why are you not?
Are those grilled cheese breakfast sandwiches with sauce?
Yeah.
I like this guy.
We'll talk later.
Uncomfortable morning? Comfortable. Introducing the grilled cheese breakfast sandwich. Only at Hardee's.
Carrytown Burgers and Fries is coming to you to join the best team in town. Attend the job fair Monday, April 6th at the upcoming 2200 Town Center West. Hiring amazing cooks, caterers, and management. Visit Carrytown Burgers and Fries Facebook for info.
There are certain things guys don't talk about, and it's one of them, and that's a very, very audition. And girls don't like carpet, man. I mean, it's just, you know, women don't like hair. I called Ideal Image because from what they were the leader in hair removal in this, I had my back area done and my arms as well. Since I've had the laser hair removal, it's made me more confident. It's made me more out. Ideal Image has definitely changed my.
Ideal Image has performed over 4 million treatments nationwide and is the most trusted in hair removal. Guys, this month, it's time to start thinking about her, the laser hair removal. So Ideal Image is 50% off all laser hair removal services. Call 1-800-BIDEAL to schedule your complimentary consultation. So call 1-800-BIDEAL today. That's 1-800-BIDEAL or check out idealimage.com.
You're on the road. Don't let anything stop you. Except maybe brakes. Right now, the Lifetime Parts Warranty for $89.99 after a $20 online rebate at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you Firestone.
Offer valid through April 7th. Most vehicles. Only at $199 per ounce before ounce online rebate. See store for combined with another offer and use that exact.
460 travel lanes blocked eastbound at Prince George. Stalled vehicle. It has both your travel lanes blocked eastbound. Stalled vehicle 95 going to Brooklyn Chamberlain. Watch for a collision at Belt Boulevard at Hull Street at Powell Height. Your eastbound travel lane, at least on the shoulder, is currently House Road.
Now it's in the morning on Edgar.
Hey, is it Rich?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Matt, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Good, man. Just heading to work. Got off work late and back at it again today.
Well, that part kind of sucks.
Yeah, anyway, I got the...
Absolutely, you did.
Thank God.
All right, so listen, that'll be Sunday, maybe. When us
Mary... after my 22nd birthday. I'm so pumped.
Oh, dude, good for you. Good for you. All right, so listen, that'll be on May. Join us at Meriwether Post Pavilion once kerfuffle. So, dude, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you for your 22nd birthday.
Thank you so much.
You got it, brother. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Yes.
Jamie.
Hey,
Jamie.
Hey. Jamie.
Not much. Just heading to work.
Yeah, what'd you do last night?
Trying to lease train a guy.
You're trying to...
Lease train.
Oh, yeah, that's a ton of... That, you know what? That's not bad. That's not, if he had then getting them to crap outside of the house.
Yeah, I'm not too bad with that.
The sidewalk. Now, let me ask you this. Oh, I don't care if they crap on the sidewalk, whatever. As soon as they get out of the house, at that point. Let me ask you this. How overweight is your dog?
It's about a month.
Yeah, how overweight is the dog, though?
Oh, no. Not, I took that dog out the other day, and it ran 2 miles and would not stop running.
Miles? My dog, 3 minutes yesterday slept.
Hey, they're not used to exercise.
All day. Got up once to try to throw up and then went right back to bed. Well, he ate some grass while he was outside. Well, yeah. But when I was reading that story about the GPS thing about them flying dogs, so then I ended up, I have no idea what hole I got in, but I ended up, there was like a ton of, Tyler, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say everybody's
told by the vet.
Are you real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not bad. It's like 5-6 pounds. But I've never hit it. And it's just the winter is the worst.
Winter's horrible. Oh, of course it is. But then so is generally for me, so is fall, spring, and summer. Like, there's no question. Absolutely.
They both seem, I mean, they're huge.
Yes.
But they don't seem like fat.
Although he tried to when he ripped stitches out today. God damn it, that's inconvenient. So this is like essentially every dog is over. Deuce isn't too bad because he can't, although none of them eat anything but but Deuce isn't too, 175, he should probably be 170. And about he got a little chunk to him.
But I mean, they're not like Dachshund that they were, you know, touting as having helped it lose 44 pounds, right?
Oh God, no.
Barely move.
But don't they say, and I don't know, maybe I just read this somewhere. Don't they say that you should be able to see your dog? And nobody does that because you see the dog's ribs and everybody's like, oh my God, that dog's in. No. But you're supposed to be able to see all of their ribs and like, you know, kind of stuck in between. The dog's not supposed to look them. You are supposed to be able to see their,
true.
Yeah. Could see a little bit. Bowers, I don't know that he has ribs. They gotta be in there. That dog is big.
So the vet tells you, you just like exercise some more and back off on the food a little bit?
Easier said than
done. No, it is. I can only walk him so much, and then I get tired. Yeah, no, it's a pain in the ass. And I do, like, I'll let him go out like stuff, but you can't just tell. I don't have a big and let him run.
Yeah.
Although I did run Deuce the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially. No, it was from one driveway to my driveway.
Oh.
So, yeah, no. Those are on the close side of
right.
The, yeah, that was fine. That was fine. Listen, hold tight. Does the dog sleep in bed with you?
No.
Yeah, I wish.
No, you used to be good about that.
Well, that's Jackie's fault. That is Jackie's fault.
Why? Because when she was out of town, that's when they started?
I will let Bauer sleep up in the bed. I'd sleep up in the bed, which I feel like is very rude.
Why?
Too big.
The Great Dane.
Yeah, although with Jackie being gone, both dogs have been up in the bed. And man, is it snuggly. One of them will get up there. I wouldn't mind if both of them were up there. I wouldn't mind if both of them were up there and Jackie slept down on the... All right, dude. Hey, one second. Let me get you your tickets. I will send you to...
Hey, thanks for that.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi. My name is Adam. We have two dogs. Two of them are, like, chunky, but the other one we found abandoned, and it used to have, like, its ribs showing everything, and we, you know, back up to wit. You can still see, like, it's thin, and it's very... I don't know what the word is.
But the two they had before that, they're fat dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they are.
I mean, but they're old, though.
Doesn't matter.
The younger one is very fit. That's very fit.
Right. But still overweight.
The younger one isn't overweight, but I feel like the younger ones are more athletic. They're just fat.
Everybody says that. Well, you know, it's an older dog. That's all right. Yeah, they don't have to eat as old people. Hey, let me ask, do all sleep in bed with you?
No, my younger dog, the older ones, my mom kind of gave up because she just...
Damn it, I can't find it. I'm telling you, I got lost in this dog hole yesterday. I found one dude who has 6 German Shepherds, all of 6 of them.
God, how big is his bed? Like California King, that's still going to be tight.
They're all like... I mean, essentially, it's just like a big dog. It's just dog every... he is single. Says that he does find it hard to have a date stay over at the house. German Shepherds, all of them right in bed with him.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but you know, they're dogs are supposed like that.
How often is he washing his sheets?
Never. It's got its own, it's made its own blanket.
Gross.
It's its own little throw rug that just covers him up. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 4? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this Elliot?
Yes, it is. Who is it?
Janine, how are you?
I am well.
Good. You were talking about flying dogs. Well, my daughter went to school in Scotland. She rescued a dog, de Bordeaux. You know what it is, a French bulldog?
I mean, I know what a French bulldog is.
He's much bigger. He's the dog from Turner and Hooch.
Yes.
Okay, well,
like a,
we flew him.
Mastiff. Yeah.
So a big, massive dog.
He's a French Mastiff, yes, absolutely.
I'm only picturing James Corden. I can't. Dog.
Yeah, but wait a minute, didn't you just say a French bulldog?
Just say Mastiff, I apologize.
Oh, well, French bulldog's like the size of like a pimple. Like, that's an itty-bitty little dog.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Right.
He was going to school in Scotland, and she rescued, was 2 years old, and when she graduated, we flew him. She drove him from Scotland to London, put him on a plane on American Airlines, and the American from London to Denver, I mean, not to Denver, to Houston, pulled him in a kennel for 2 hours, put him back up in Denver.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he's in a huge crate, and it costs like $2,000.
Whoa.
$2,000?
Yeah.
Cargo ship. Find something.
Cargo ship.
Or on here in Scotland, enjoy your native land. I'm going home and you're staying here. $2,000 to fly a dog?
Yeah, that was her graduation present.
Holy crap.
And we still have him. She has him down. Mm-hmm.
You know the dog that I want is the, boy, I'd love, by the way, once I'm done, I gotta be out of the,
you have him, and then it's
I haven't
like,
gotten a new cat.
And then you, okay, but that's different, but you're always going to have a pet.
Tyler, let me ask you, and you love your dog, I know that.
I love him.
Hold on. Aren't there times where you go, boy, it'd be great not to have a dog?
Yeah, every time I have to walk him.
How about every time it's cold out, 9:30, and you're like, oh, come on, just crap. Just get it out of your system. It sucks. I love him, don't get me wrong. But I just want...
The same reason we say we were both single, we would not have...
No, I don't understand anybody that's single and has a pet at all.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, when you're single, you should not have an animal. Dog, cat, hamster, fish, nothing.
Cats are easy. You can go away for the weekend with a cat.
But you know what you can do? Go away for a week.
Okay.
To get up and feed it. Single people with animals, I don't understand. So, yeah, no, if I had a chance in hell. Not in hell.
Yeah, but you say now, once these two dogs are going to get...
Definitely taking a break.
You're not going to have dogs, period?
Definitely taking a break. No. We got Deuce way too quick. Way too quick. That was like we were back in the dog business. But for cats, thank God. We had six of those at one point. Oh, crap. You know what I haven't done?
Dogs?
No, I fed the kids hamster. Son of a bitch.
Oh, sorry.
It's still going.
Snowy.
Snowy Awesome.
The name?
Snowy Awesome Seagull.
Yeah. Boy, I better check on that when I get home.
How long has it been?
Friday?
Oof. It's Wednesday.
Losing weight. You know what? Overweight.
That's great. Hopefully
over
cheeks.
You know what? I better check on that today. I make a note somewhere. Check on hamster. Boy, that's going to be hard to break. You know what? I didn't like the animal anyway. And they said that they were going to take care of it.
Oh, but then Daddy said he would.
Jackie just said, hey, don't forget. You got crap. All right, check on hamster. Crap. That'll be a bad day in the neighbor's yard. That'll be fine.
Got loose and ate it.
Blame Diane.
Yes.
No, you know what, dog? I like, what are like the old, and I said when she said Scotland, it made me think of it, British hunting dogs. Like in where they would go out, like the nobles would go out hunting. Are they foxhounds? Is that right? I don't know what that looks like.
I've heard of that breed.
They're not like big and like wide like a mastiff. Big dogs. I think they're maybe.
I mean,
are foxhounds huge?
Yeah, they don't look too big.
Yeah, then that's not.
No,
it.
No, they're like 70 pounds.
Maybe that's not what I'm thinking of. They're hunting dogs. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I can't look at the eyes. No, the eyes flip me out. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line one.
Hey, how's it going?
I need a dog. Hey, who's this?
Zach, how's it going?
Good, what's going on, dude?
Hey, so I just want to get my animals and everything. Dogs and sleep in the bed with us.
What do you have?
Well, luckily they're not two poos and a Yorkie poo.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a cross between a Cocker Spaniel and a poodle.
Oh, yeah, so that's small.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
One's 13 pounds, one's 20 pounds, and then we have a Yipu, which is crossed from the European, about 9 pounds.
9 pounds? I can't even imagine having a dog. You know what? Good for you.
Last time I take my wife.
That you can't do. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. That might be
the foxhound.
That's a pretty good looking dog, although I feel like that's small.
For what, hunting?
No, for the dog that I'm thinking of. I feel like the one that I'm thinking of is bigger.
Now the queen has corgis.
No, that's like a little Yip dog.
No, they're not. They're awesome.
That I couldn't deal with. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Irish wolfhound. That's what you're thinking of.
Is that what I'm thinking of? An Irish wolfhound?
Yeah, they're big, beautiful dogs. Like kind of like the dog in the Neverending Story.
Never saw it.
So look up Irish wolfhound. They're massive.
Hold on.
What's the Harry Potter dog?
We just got a Doberman picture.
Oh, I love a Doberman. Love a Doberman.
9 weeks, she's 20 pounds.
Yeah, it's going to keep going. That thing will keep going. Wait, hold on a second. I'm not getting an Irish wolfhound. That's not for me. That's not the dog.
That's kind of funny. It's funny. That's not what you're thinking.
Oh, it looks like there's something wrong with it.
Yes.
No, Irish wolfhound is definitely not what I'm thinking.
Look at Irish wolfhound. There it is.
Hello? Who is this?
This is
Laura.
I am single with a dog and a cat. I have a 73-pound pain lab and an 8-pound calico. And it is the best thing ever.
A lab is what Lord Grantham has, king of the royals.
I don't enjoy this. I wouldn't enjoy being single and having animals.
Why?
Because it gets in the awesomeness single.
You got to be home and on time to, like, walk the dog?
Yeah, if I'm out, I don't want to go. I don't want to go like, you know what? I got to cut this short. I got to get home. I don't want that.
Yeah, but I'm a retired veteran, and my dog saved my life. I'm disabled, so
way to go, Elliot.
How am I supposed to argue that?
How are you going to talk now?
Yes.
Are you widowed? Or only shot?
I'm 29 years old.
Certain cases, it is awesome to have.
Yeah, but it does suck during the wet.
Can I tell you the other place? Can I tell you the other place that it sucks is when you try to bring a guy back to?
Yeah. It's like animals. It's huge. You gotta throw that out.
Because the dog's gonna be protective?
Does it sleep in your bed?
She has spoons with me.
I'm sorry, she what?
Spoons.
She spoons.
Right. Yeah. Because if it sleeps in the bed, and that's the problem. Single people let their animals sleep in bed. In it. I got one up there with me. You can't spend the night at a chick's house who has a dog.
Well, if you look as good as you did, they don't have a problem.
Well, now I'm very intrigued because I'm way early on. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem. Take care.
You got it. Talk to you later. Line two. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, hi. Who's this? Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, dude?
We were talking about the dogs and how they're...
Right.
My dad, he doesn't do it professionally, but he, like, helps rehabilitate that he knows.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's actually really good at it. But anyway, the point is that so that he doesn't have to walk all over the place. He's got a treadmill.
Walks the dog on a treadmill? Oh, God. That would be a pain in the ass to be. Although that's pretty smart.
Beyond the having to walk him around the block, three or four times a day.
The only three or four times a day? Dude, I do once I feel good about.
However often you decide you want to walk.
Dude, you don't walk your dog three times a day, do you?
I did when I was listening. And it won't happen again this season.
No, if you're lucky, you get once a day in, right?
We try to do two.
Do you really?
We try to do.
You get one walk in a day, I feel good.
One without question, if we're lucky to.
If I get one in, I feel good. So I intend to, and then as soon as I get outside, they just crap right in the driveway, and I'm like, all right, you know what? That's good. Let's head right back in.
Walks on.
That's good. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hello? Yo, Elliot.
Yeah?
We brought a boxer home from Germany when we came back years ago, and then we've had five boxers since.
You know what? The answer is no. I would never own a boxer.
Why?
Don't get me wrong. Beautiful dogs. And they're snuggly. They got awesome noses. But aren't they're cancer clusters?
They're what?
Cancer clusters. Clusters. Boxers are owned for cancer.
Yeah. No.
No, I'm telling you.
Well, We've had cancer out of well, there you go. We've had.
Oh, all right. So you're at 20%. A dog that are known for stomach flips, short line. But honestly, is at the end of his road. They're only supposed to live like 7-8 years. He's still in. Of course, he spent the cone on his head.
We've never had the cone, but boxers live 10. I've had one that weighed 110 pounds and slept in our bed.
They're beautiful dogs, but yeah, no, they get cancer really bad. Everybody I know who's had a boxer, it had to go down from.
That's how my dog's got. And I know why. It's from licking a couch that has the scotch. It's sad to know what in the obituary. He's licking the goddamn couch. At this point, I'm over. Which looks with dark spots.
Right.
And just his impending sooner than later death.
I'll tell you what, though. I would take dark spots on the couch than the constant bleeding out of the penis.
I would
take that in. I don't know what's going on there. He'll just get up. And everything's fine, and all of a sudden, he'll just look. Just starts gushing blood out
Take
of his...
Take him to the vet.
Oh, we have.
And they don't know what's wrong with it?
Chinese herb. Oh, his breath stinks like no... Between ball, these herbs, stinks to hell. All right, Kaylee, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please.
What
866-82-Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the Morning presents... Date Night with Neil. Neil Diamond is coming to town, and EITM wants your dinner, drinks, and diamond. Listen all week, win every day. First, we're Carmine's Family Style Italian Restaurant in Penn Quarter. Then, it's Neil Diamond live in Saturday night. Elliot in the Mornings, Date Night. Facebook.com/EITM online. Dinner, drinks. Elliot in the Mornings. XO 102 after Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
Meet bros Jake, Kenny, and Paul.
I guess.
They may seem like just a bunch of couch bro-tatoes, but thanks a thanks, Dot. Something bro-thing found is about to take...
Hi!
Holy! The energizing blast of dude juice and coconut water is now entering their mouths. The blast of new pineapple, orange, mango, and you know, had them sliding across the dance floor as if it was strewn with the peels of bro-nanas. This trio was whispering sweet bro-atry into the ears of any dame that will listen. And listen they shall. These guys are bro-professionals.
Let's go to the world!
It all starts with a kick. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Now in two new flavors that taste good. Pineapple Orange Mango and Strawberry Kiwi. Yum.
Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the juice, coconut water, and the recharged up. Prior two newest Flavgo and Strawberry Kiwi. Pick up Mountain Dew Kickstart at Kroger today. Only $1. Purchase 10 and save $5. It all. Batteries are not one size fits all. So when it's time to replace your old battery, stop by AutoZone. Your Duralast battery headquarters. The right battery for your vehicle engines. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Musicians, 30% off during Guitar Center. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like Kegel Piano for just $149, Mapex Piccolo Snare Drum just $49, or 15-inch powered PA speaker just $129. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this center, in-store and at Guitar Center.
iHeart Radio, straight from the studio, with Death Cab for Cutie.
For Cutie. The notion of Kintsugi is I had to a technique of repairing broken ceramics with gold-infused resin or glue and repair it back to its original to obscure that break or that break, continuing part of its history visually moving forward. Black
sun, grab Death Cab for Kintsugi on iTunes. Around. Sponsored by Atlantic Records. Grab more at iHeartRadio.com/Debbie.
Hi, my name is Jared, and I went to Diamonds Direct.
Meet Jared Barker. He just got his wear. Diamonds Direct, of course.
Because I felt like I could get a higher quality diamond specific for what I needed. It just felt right. It's not stuffy like a corporate store. It's a huge, the right selection, definitely the right price.
Jared couldn't believe the selection of selective diamonds at Diamonds Direct. Cool diamonds. Diamonds that he could see the light.
I could touch it. It wasn't on a piece of paper or on a computer screen. I got to see the clarity, the color. The experience was awesome.
And no corporate store.
I never felt like I was being sold. It was kind of a one guy talking to another guy. You should go into Diamonds Direct, see what they're all. You won't want to go anywhere else.
Diamonds Direct. Rich Direct Diamond Importer in Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods Market, where Richmond gets engaged.
Take it from the place to go buy your diamond ring.
The number one volume Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest in Mazdas, and they may get into a new Mazda E-Mazda or choose Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. Right now, you can lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for only $160. Lease a 2016 Mazda CX-5. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
336 months, 12 KMLs per titling, excludes tax, title, and 489 processing, stock number 7661.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Jack Cheese croissant. It's 803.
Sandwich time! You can get two flaky sandwiches for just four. What time is it?
Croissant!
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Eastbound travel of Central Fatigue blocked at Prince George Drive, right collision. Also on the south side at Midlothian at Chippenham Belt Boulevard at Hull Street, but no problems right now for 95 to 26.
21st, doing what you love in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. Start at associations the longest day of millions facing this disease. Visit alz.org/the long.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, XL, Richmond, Morning.
And hearts are running, think that Cupid's up to something. You ask me how I feel, I said, but lately colors, and the stars light up the night. My feet, they feel so light. I make my lines, I keep on fronting. Yeah, I stay bluffing. I keep you wondering, keep you hunting for my loving. Keep hugging. Yeah, I stay stubborn. Cause I can't admit that all the strings and rings, I know just how to.
Forget, coming up a little bit later on this hour, I will join Saturday night. It's Elliott in the Morning's date night. We're gonna have dinner. We're gonna have some drink over to Verizon Center. Go see Neil Diamond in concert today, tomorrow, and Friday. That's all you get. And then Saturday night, it's on. That'll be great. So I'll give you a little later on this hour information about Elliott in the Morning's date night. Facebook.com/EITM online. Our buddy Todd Glass, we'll look forward to him coming in. The other thing I'm excited about, and I'm not going to tell you anything more than this. So Saturday night is, that'll wrap up the, Elliott in the Morning promotion. I can't wait till Sunday. That's going to be good. I just told you I'm not going to, why would you even ask? No, well, you can ask all you want. You know me, I'm secret.
For 5 seconds, fine, you're going to reveal too much. You've already said enough.
What? No, Monday we start something new.
I'm reading between the lines.
So anyway, but don't let me head to Monday. Let's focus on three more days to get your date night. All right, follow-up phone calls, 866-2-ELLIOTT, 235-5464. Real quickly, do yourself a favor at some point to Vince Neil. Sing the national anthem. So I guess his, what is it, his arena football?
Yeah, is it the Vegas Outlaws?
Yes, Vegas Outlaws. He sang the national anthem. It's a touch rough.
When was the game?
Was it just this past weekend?
Like, I have no idea. Until yesterday.
Oh, you know what? That
should have broke the internet. Is this live? Was this on Periscope or Meerkat?
Monday night.
Monday night football.
He had prime time. He had the prime time game. Two of the Outlaw Ets. I don't know what their names are. Wait, why do you
usually, when you're talking, and I know right. that they're like, you know, this
it's
is
arena football.
Arena football, it's different.
Yes, of course it is.
But you usually,
it's exciting. Ask Kiss.
Don't see cheerleaders in their like booty shorts walking.
You know what? All the things that are wrong that didn't. Pardon me, that didn't even register to me. That he just...
Was there video?
Yes.
The, I know there was, but it's hard to focus on anything other than the audio.
Do we have part of Vince?
I don't want to play part of it. I want.
Oh, you
want
to give me the whole
you to hear the whole
hold
thing.
On. Let me stand. Let me
time people bitching someone throwing a little bit of a run in at the end of the anthem and bite them. This is the whole thing.
All right, here we go. Here's Vince Neil from Monday
says,
Night Football.
He says, here we go.
Here we go. Can you see my dancers tonight? What was so pale as a twilight last night? Who was the most sad stars? Who the perilous fight? Or the red ramparts we were so gallantly streaming?
Guys.
On Carrot Top, time for the coin toss.
My God.
That's horrible.
Yesterday that he coke farted all over it. I don't know if that's what happened, but maybe his monitor was generic.
And I don't like his, like, you know, been going with that look for a while. But I don't like
what
it
do you
on
mean?
I don't like
laser.
That's what he's done for
no,
years.
I know, but I don't like it.
His owner's clothes.
It's worse as he just, I don't like it.
Who won the game?
That guy's saying home sweet. You know,
still does. They're on tour right now, celebrating the brew. That's not a joke. After hearing that,
I don't know if they won.
Yeah, it's like the second leg of that tour.
Yeah, but, and in L.A., remember Diane? Who was the lady we met who spends $1,500 to go backstage and meet them?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's not going to send people for that money. Hopefully
God.
Not. One more time.
No, I can't take the whole thing.
One more time.
I can't take the whole thing.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we have to go. I could do this better than him. Do you think he thinks he nailed it? The killed it.
At least the girls in the booty shorts had their handle.
It didn't crash the party. All right, a couple of other things quickly.
What's left?
There is a great invention that is going around. Somebody's going to make a mess off of this thing. Do you see the, and maybe it's been around a while and I've never seen it. Do you see the guy who's putting tablets?
God.
I'm not a photo taken by the tablet. Great accessory.
The look how, and it's enormous. Look at that.
Worth the weight.
Look at that. It's, by the way, the guy will make $1 billion. The guy will make $1 billion. Yep, there you go. The selfie stick for tablets will allow people to take photos and films of themselves using their iPad. Priced.
I bet you see one. Oh, wait, is it out yet, or is it just like
I this? Believe it's just on its way.
It's like a totally being a hot spot for
them. In mind, because you're using an iPad, You want to be able to get as much in as you can. So you'll extend the 3.5 feet.
It's up there.
Dude, that thing is up there. No, that he's going to make bank. As much as I hate guy is going to make the thing. Remember we learned about Hurricane? You talk about Hurricane because of the
baristas.
The barista's restaurant? Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me a story yesterday and asked if I hear Alaska, which I'd never have. I mean, other than Juneau and Anchorage, don't know any other Alaskan towns.
Mm.
Whittier, Alaska. It is only said they get about 2 snowfall a year, which is awesome. It is only to take a tunnel to get there, a half-mile-long tunnel that you have to take to get into the town of Whittier. The town, which, by the way, the population is not massive. It's only 218 people. They all live in one building.
Like a big apartment building?
Apartment building, but it's a good... So honestly, it looks like a hotel. That's what they all live in. Everybody lives in that building. It does. It looks like a Westin or like a Marriott, yeah, or whatever. It just looks like a hotel. The entire town lives in there.
Very odd.
Isn't it awesome?
Did they say why?
Well, I mean, I couldn't live in a town of 218 be able to. Like I need stuff.
They all like hang together?
You're in the apartment building. Of course. Everybody is in the same apartment building.
All right, happy hour.
The building called Tower houses the town, including the local police department, a school, an indoor playground, two convenience stores, a laundromat, a bed and breakfast for guests, and the post office. A filmmaker from Alaska was one of the first in the peculiar small town. They're going to do a whole movie on the thing. The tunnel to get to Whittier. They alternate tunnel, by the way. So they alternate every half hour. So mm-hmm. traffic runs in. The other half hour, traffic runs out.
Half hour.
Oh, that's
you just know if you're leaving at 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30. If you're coming in, you know you got to show up at 2. You make your 2.5. You have a half hour to get in, and then you're done. The entire building.
That's bizarre.
I get it's a small town. It's 218 people.
And you said they are making a movie?
Yeah, there's some filmmaker from the city, Anchorage, is putting a I don't know if it's done or if he's in the process of filming it. But yeah, they're doing a whole deal.
Hello. Hey, this is Carson.
Hey, what's going on, Carson?
Hey, I've been to Whittier, Alaska before.
Have you?
I was there about 5 years ago.
Why were you in Whittier, Alaska?
I was working in Anchorage for a few months, and I just visited.
And now, how far, I don't know how, like, geography-wise, I have no idea where it is from Anchorage.
It was about 2 hours south, a town called Seward, I believe.
Right.
And we went down there for a cruise to a few glaciers.
Did you have to go through the tunnel to get into Whittier?
Oh, yeah. It's a real scary experience, being inside the tunnel is on the tunnel for, like, 3 miles.
Right. Yeah, it says it's a 2.5 mile, half mile.
Right.
Part of it sounds cool to me.
And the town is extremely small. There's probably only like 8 to 10 buildings, even the place you go to get your tickets for the cruise.
Right. Oh, wait, so it's a port for a cruise? Then I feel like there should be more people there. Like, I feel like if it's a port for a cruise, like, when people get off there, like a place that sells watches, right, and a place that sells like margaritas, like out of like some funky shaped cup or something like that. Yeah. Like, I feel like all those things should exist. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey,
Teresa, how are you?
I'm Joe.
Good. I swear to God, if you're going to tell me you've been to Whittier, Alaska.
I live in Anchorage for 6 years.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
Oh, by the way, I can name another Alaskan town. Totally forgot about it.
What?
Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so when you lived in Anchorage, didn't the guy say 2 hours away?
It's not that far. You get on the road, maybe, and then the trip through the tunnel takes 20 minutes. Unless you have to wait for the train to go through the tunnel, because it's shared.
So you got to drive on train tracks?
Yeah. And it's just constantly dripping, guy said before me said. It's through the mountains. So it was a creepy experience. But it's an artist colony. And the cruise ports, and there's a lot of charters out of there. There's wildlife charters.
I still, really don't, neat. I still don't understand how you can drive on the train track. It's like, don't you just bounce?
No, it's just the track part, not the...
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha. So almost built into a street, place where people live. The, yeah. Oh, I don't like the idea of everything just dripping on you while you're driving through.
It can be creepy.
Hey, do they also have one of...
Really cool.
It doesn't look it. I'm
but
looking
she said
at a picture of it.
An artist?
Yeah, there's a lot of crafty people over there. When you get off there, you know, there's a bunch of stalls. And they, most
That's
of them are handcrafts, you know, and very Alaskan stuff, you know, they're selling their furware or leatherware or carvingware.
Right, right.
Every makers and stuff like that.
A baggage tower where the entire town lives?
Yeah, and, our senator that died in a plane crash.
Sure, sure. Of course.
Man, you're on a roll.
Hey, you don't still live there, do you?
No. No. We moved away, honey.
Oh, wait, hold on one second. So I'm getting in, Claudio, the housing track, and the people in Anchorage call the people who live there idiots.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's pretty good.
They have a grocery store.
This is that they have a convenience store in the baggage tower.
Yeah, it's kind of like your 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven. I can get a frozen pizza. Fresh pizza in a 7-Eleven.
Fresh pizza in a 7-Eleven here. I'm not sure you can get a fresh pizza there.
No,
it's a place separate. And they have really, like, big, fancy restaurant. And people go all the way to Whittier to get married, just for the views.
Whittier.
That's Ithaca. Ithaca.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, can I get a t-shirt, Elliot?
Yeah. Hey, why were you living in Alaska? Alaska?
Military.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yes, I was military.
I gotcha. That makes sense. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, how are you? Are you a idiot? I love that. That's my favorite thing.
I'm not a idiot, but my dad was stationed in Anchorage on the Air Force Base.
Right.
And we went down to Lou for a 6-mile cruise. So you go down there for, you pass through sewer. It's like a big, like, camping area. And then you jump a boat and you can do, like, a 2-hour thing and go to the glacier.
Two questions for you. Number one, did you get freaked out when you went through the tunnel? You didn't really remember.
It was, you know, it's dark and then you come out and it's actually really pretty.
Number two, I'm picking up the slightest issue.
Well, my dad is UK, so I kind of pick up a little bit of his accent.
No, it's very sexy to me.
So, it's actually...
Sorry to skeeve you out.
Yeah. I gotta go.
A phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you later. All right, let me just break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news, right? You a pair of tickets to join us for Elliot in the Morning. Mornings.
Elliot in the Morning. Little, and she's about to be. I am woman here. Camo's ticket bomb on XL102.
Hey, it's TMO. And that Big Field Day is a lot for me. I mean, May 2nd, you got 6 bands to get through, including Incubus and Passion Pit. So we're going to get to 9 warm. April 29th, we're bringing Bad Sons back to the RVA. They're going to play the National. I'll get you in all this week at 3:30. Just listen for...
Hey, Intellis Wireless customers. Verizon wants you to know that now is the path to join the largest and most reliable for a limited time. Intellis Wireless customers who bring their number to Verizon get a $150 bill credit for each smartphone line they switch. Plus, we'll waive it with Verizon. You get a network that'll keep you connected from the beach, everywhere in between. Because so does your network. You also get access to the latest high-tech devices, including Droid Turbo by Motorola. Like all our smartphones, it's no money down for qualified customers on Verizon Edge. And tell us, wireless customers, now you can save without settling. Hurry to any Verizon store or call 1-800-400-4646. Subject to customer credit approval, bill credit and activation fee credit require Edge activation or 2-year agreement per smartphone line and take 2 to 3 billing cycles. Coverage details at verizon.com.
Kemper Fries is coming to Short Pump, and they need you to join the best team in town. Attend the job fair Monday at the Beaming Short Pump location, 200 Town Center West. Hiring amazing bartenders, servers, cooks, caterers, and management. Visit Terry Tuck for info.
This is Freddie, father of 4 young boys. They're good at being vicious. beasts.
So Freddie does not enjoy...
Doctor's office. They tipped over the fish tank and may have chewed a hole in the wall.
Proud moments. That's why Great Clips has online check-in. So you can check salon wait times and add the boys' names to the list at Great app. So Great Clips will be waiting for them.
First, to get to my phone, great.
Over 20 Great Richmond area salons.
To the latte lovers. The coat seekers and those who dream about whipped cream and caramel. Right now at Wawa, any size, only $1.99. So if you crave a vanilla latte or an iced caramel macchiato full of flavor, we'll make it because our specialty beverages are made to make your day. And right now, they're only $1.99 each. Try one today. To time only, see store for details.
Worn out spark plugs can lead to a variety of... Restore your engine's lost performance with a new Iridium spark plugs from AutoZone. Engineered to provide optimum durability and performance. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
People are going for FanDuel.com's one-day wave. Listen to what real players on the site are saying.
FanDuel, easily the best fantasy website.
FanDuel takes all the fun of 162-game season and condenses it into each.
There's no season-long commitment. You have a new chance to win every day.
With FanDuel, you get your winnings, no messing around.
If you're playing fantasy and not playing FanDuel, you are crazy.
FanDuel.com. Baseball leagues for real money. FanDuel is $1 million a day. Get in on the action today. Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus that gets earned as you play. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get this one-time bonus off.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the promo code 4949. That's FanDuel.com, promo 49.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Sausage, egg, cheese, croissant.
Hey, you got the time?
It's 8:03.
Nope, it's croissant. You can get two light buttery cornbread sandwiches for just $4 or buck. What time is it?
Croissant, it's time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I work.
Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
If you haven't filed your taxes yet, what are you waiting for? The tax buck will get you every penny you deserve. Same day appointments are available, but they're filling up at rblock.com for an office. It's back, America.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
460 eastbound at Prince George Drive in Prince George County has just been reopened, but still slow right now on 460. No problems right now on 288 for the Downtown Expressway. Collision Staples Mill at Bremer and at Chippenham.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the morning.
We got to get into some news. After that, I will tell you to call me, and then you will join all of us for Elliot in the Morning's Date Nuts. We'll do dinner and drinks at Carmine's. Neil Diamond, just remember, you and your date both have to be 21. We'll see Saturday night. Don't call me yet. You got a couple minutes, and then we'll give you a chance to win your way in. It's just today, tomorrow. And then you get your morning date night. Diane, let's get into some news, please.
The others in getting so much attention in the metropolitan Washington area over the last... You had the big manhunt that happened yesterday, sure, that took 9 hours before they were able to had escaped from a hospital was the security breach at Mead. Now, yes, it turns out it was two cross-dressing men who were fired upon, say, police officer, when they... At a heavily guarded gate, apparently they had just stolen a car from a man who had picked them up to party at the FBI saying the drive hall, 27, had died. The passenger still hospitalized, and it turned out the NSA police officer was slightly injured. He ended up being released. So the big angle was because people were saying, well, why were these guys, why was it men dressed as whistlers? And that's why.
Yeah, cross-dressers, and they had a party.
The guy had picked, I think the guy actually had picked them up on the street.
Correct.
And then brought them back to this, and I guess they were up all night partying. I guess he went into the bathroom, and that's when
took off.
And his accomplice decided to steal his vehicle and supposedly got lost, maybe took a wrong turn. You're ending entrance for the NSA at Fort Meade.
Ah, damn it.
The suspect, oh, they must have had drugs in the car, ended up turning around. But apparently the gentleman who died at the did have a lengthy criminal record.
Correct.
Former FBI agent who worked on some fairly, fairly large stations pleading guilty to 64 counts, including possession of heroin. When of justice, they said 33-year-old Matthew Lowry admitted to removing and using heroin out of evidence bags, and then he would replace it with some falsify records to track.
They said he ruined a bunch of cases for the for the bureau. He just ruined it. They didn't say which ones, but he said or one of the reports said that there were five cases that were pretty substantial that he totally ruined because he was stealing the evidence out of the bags.
He is now facing a maximum 50 when he is sentenced. That's set to happen at the end of June. Andrew Getty, the 47-year-old grandson of oil tycoon, found dead at his Hollywood Hill evening. They said his death appeared to be natural or some, according to the coroner's office. It doesn't appear there was any criminal activity sick in recent months, and actually we see a doctor today. Now, so I guess he was found in an area between like a hallway and a bathroom and in the waist
naked
down.
From the waist down. They refer to there being a lot of blood from the rectal area. And, I guess his girlfriend was the one that found him.
Yeah. Or ex-girlfriend. They're no stranger to this couple.
Cops have been called to that house more than 30 times.
Yeah.
And the cops said that there was 30 times. There was a good number of them where either one or both of them were just messed up and high.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it was just a month ago that he had taken a restraining order out against the girlfriend, the one that found him.
Yeah.
So now they're looking into the house. The house is beautiful, by the way. And so when she calls police, the police, like you said, they're saying it doesn't play, but they do say that there's a lot of to the area where there was also a lot of
His father, Gordon Getty, one of the richest men in the U.S. wealth at $2.1 billion, listed as the 54th richest, worth about five.
Getty Oil?
Yeah.
Man.
I think we may have found a April Fool's joke that I guess is being perpetrated. At least it sounds like an April Fool's joke. There is word a Dutch-born chief executive of a energy company that builds to be headquartered. And apparently the CEO was at the National Kite Festival, decided to look up and noticed that the Washington put a windmill.
Oh, so he won't
be fake.
There's no way that that's real.
They said Laris has talked to...
Oh, which probably translates to it's a joke.
Has talked to the National... he says it would cut electric bills, so
okay.
Reduce pollution. It was to help cut the bills of people who live within D.C.
Well, wait a minute.
That's
close.
It.
Good bit. Get out of here!
The rip and wind and harnessing the wind's power. We've been...
Where?
To Amsterdam.
Oh, that is true. They do have a bunch of them there. Where's the other place when I think turbines? Is it Palm Springs?
Palm Springs?
Wait, so you think that's legit? You can't turn the Washington Monument into a windmill.
It's commented in the story. It's a weird thing considering today's April.
Oh, so they do point that out. Maybe it's legit.
But when you search...
It's also stupid.
When you search the guy's name, it's like...
Hans Glyph?
No, Laris. I don't think he's real.
What do you mean?
The whole first page of to him is this article.
He's famous for. What else are they going to write
about
him for?
There are other pluffs.
Oh, I made a pluff. I walked by Diane and pluffed her.
No time.
Disgusting.
No time.
Did someone post?
Now, I do believe the Post would fall for it. You think that's legit? That they put a wind turbine up
there? It doesn't read like the Post is trying to do.
Somebody got it over on the Nova Post. Not that the... Hold on, line two. Hi, early in the morning. Hi, this is Laris Plouffe. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Hi, if you unscramble, it actually spells out April's
Able. You know what? Good for you. You're good on the word jumble.
Yeah.
You're
on the toilet.
So
yeah.
Wait a minute. So is this the Post's joke, or is this somebody playing a joke on the Post?
I bet you, yes. I heard Laris Plouffe, and it just kind of... popped in my head that it would be
you know what, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
The Post though, the end though of
thank
the,
you sir
of the piece.
Well, maybe the Post, maybe the Post.
Unless that's their
maybe
nod.
Maybe the Post doesn't have good readers.
Does the Post, exactly, are they thinking, let's admit it's a joke at the end of April 1st, letting people walk away from this thinking
as though
that
it's legit. That's April Fool's just from hearing it.
You know what's...
What have I always said?
What?
Well, then people that listen to this show. I say it all the time.
True.
I say that all the time. Smartest this show. Guy nailed Laris Plouffe just like that.
So
I'm making fart jokes. This guy nails it.
So the Post obviously doesn't have much faith in its reader, admitting that it's April Fool's in the article. And the time at which the story was published is suspect. To go exactly when it turned to April 1st. Because it published Elbow 1 this morning.
No, Post. How are you going out of business?
Filming on the next movie delayed until mid-April because of that injury to Johnny Depp's hand. You remember he had to fly back to Los Angeles to have surgery. A spokesperson saying the resumption of filming depends on 14 weeks of shooting still production. Somebody hit Dave Chappelle tail the other night at a show in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I guess Dave saw a man something on a piece of paper, so he hit him. That is when the guy's friend, identified as Christian Englander, that was being racist, so he ended up throwing a banana peel.
This banana peel. Hey, would you guys like to see your favorite comedian beat the shit out of somebody? I am not gonna let white people ruin bananas for me.
Now facing charges to the police report of disorderly conduct. Before the show, he ate the banana and drank some banana schnapps. I don't tell you there at
That's
a comedy show with a banana.
That's his thing.
Anyway, so that guy's facing charges. 50 goals for Ovechkin. That was all part of Ladder 2 over Carolina. You were asking the other players who have done that?
Who have done it six times?
Yes.
Mario Lemieux. Guessing. Do you know what the answer is?
Yes.
Oh, Mario Lemieux, Marcel. I know Gretzky and Bossy, so I guess they would count for six.
Right.
There's one more that I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Lafleur. Damn, the flower.
You got it.
By the way, did you see Drew Miller? Do I first have to explain who Drew Miller
Please?
Is? Please. Detroit Red Wings. You will see him all over the place. He took a skate to the face,
Bad.
Last night. It's not good. Didn't ruin his orbital. He just kind of like around the eye, and so the skate blade comes up him in the face, and he ends up. He ends up taking a skate to a face. So I mean, it's you may as well just slash the guy. But he. The hurt didn't like wreck his eye. So didn't break his orbital. So he's just. He's got a cut on his face.
Okay, it's a little bit...
Yeah, no, he did. He took a big skate right face. Oh, wait, go ahead. You can scroll down. It's not bad.
He describes it as a horrifying...
It's not,
says
it's not.
Deadspin says it's graphic.
Let's scroll down. I'll tell you.
Oh, my...
Bad. That's not bad.
I take the banana peel.
That's not... Can I tell you the part that makes it bad? Scroll down. You're fine. It's just...
I can't look at it
Diane.
Again.
Let me explain it to Diane. Just scroll down a little bit.
No,
you don't have to look. The only place where it's bad is the eye. It's not bad. It's just that it goes across his eyelid and then into the corner where his, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like it hurts. But he's lucky that's all that it was. So anyway, that's Drew Miller.
By the way, speaking of Desmond and Drew's, and I'll have to amend it now, the Post prank. My kids are the only ones who didn't get the memo about AJ being the worst.
McGarry and then Tyler Molnar are probably the two April Fool's Day the most.
Well, and John Oliver.
And John Oliver, correct. I don't hate it.
We started the morning.
It's stupid.
Hate it.
No, it is. It's completely stupid. It annoys me to feel like you hate it, though. Like, you hate the Post today.
I don't have time for it.
Yeah, great. No, because they're all stupid. That's the problem.
I don't, like, to have to second guess everything on one day.
Everything is being true. Doesn't matter. Ploof. Okay, it's fart.
Ploof. Anthony Rendon, basement off to Colorado yesterday to talk to Dr. Stephen Singleton for another opinion.
Just go get the knee done. It doesn't matter how many people you ask.
Injured knee.
Jesus Christ.
Speak on the 76ers tonight at home at the Verizon Center. Kyle Larson released from a Charlotte Hawks test to see why he fainted at Martinsville. Apparently, they're waiting for final doctor recommendations to see if he can be cleared.
Yeah, and they saw it. And then, what's his face? Ryan Newman got popped yesterday. He was bleeding his tires, Anna. So they would cut, like, drill little holes in the tire to let air escape once the tires heat up. So he ended up, so his crew chief gets suspended. Six races, including the All-Star race.
Wow. Time ban over the weekend.
Were they really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
As some fans put it, there are two things you don't mess with sports. The tires.
Right.
And the fuel.
How would you cheat the fuel?
I'm sure.
I'm sure there's a way.
Stuff that's been done.
I'm sure they've cheated the tanks. I'm sure they've cheated the gas tanks.
Wow. So,
Dock points.
That's it.
He didn't do anything. He didn't drill the tires.
Okay.
Yeah, he just dock driver points.
So the tire tech and engineer also suspended.
They're also suspended. Yeah. Crew chief suspended, and then they both lose. Childress lose 75 owner points, and Newman loses 75. Excuse me.
Rashid Ali saying that her dad, Muhammad Ali, pulling a yow within the Floyd Mayweather second. She said that Muhammad Ali really likes Manny and is actually a huge look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious 3-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with spicy balancing act of the best season starting at $19.99. Start this 3 with a salad. Then pick from 5 special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail. Or try the fire grilled shrimp and grilled shrimp sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect they'll have you wondering why one might have it. Is your fire and ice meal over? Because just when you think incredible can't buzz with our new DIY donuts for dessert. You get to inject chocolate. It's like getting a present in a present. Salad, your choice of 5 entrees and dessert, all starting at $19.99. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. Celebrate Easter. Bonefishgrill.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL10.
Elliot, 866-354-6868. It's Elliot in the Morning's date night with Neil Diamond. You will get to see in concert, Verizon Center. I will take a winner right now. You and your date, you both need to be on it. Swear to God, you better be able to go on Saturday. 866-2-Elliot, 866-2.
Sign in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial that Hernandez had told him he was innocent and asked whether he was involved.
Said he kissed him in the in the locker room. Sounds awkward.
Pulled him indoor and he said, "I understand that there was this incident and I want to know whether you were." He said, "You know, player that comes through the system, I would have a similar conversation with. I wanted to get him help." That he was not involved. 5-10 minutes later, saw him one last time at the stadium, hugged and kissed me, thanked me for my concern.
Yeah.
I guess he also had a conversation. He said, I asked him why he had lawyered up. So, similar conversation, though, life, that he was telling the truth and that he had nothing to do with the death of Odin Lloyd. So, that's continuing. Rookie Isford had to leave camp yesterday after Rockies pitcher, after his 2-year-old son was bit by a rattlesnake while staying in Arizona, rushed to the hospital. Serious condition, some sources saying. He may actually have to have some toes amputated. Expert is obviously more concerned about his son at this point.
Thankfully so.
Yeah. Anthony Rendon with Dr. Stephen Singleton to get yet another opinion on his injured knee. Obviously, he's got two already that's saying that he had suffered that sprained MCL, but I guess they want to make sure that they've got everything lined and out. A course of action. Orioles will go with Chris Tillman against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Blue Jays will go with Drew Hutchinson against the Yankees. So that's
Drew Hutchinson.
That is opening day.
Hope he loses.
Also, Phillies announcing that Dominic Brown going to start the season on the. He has a left Achilles tendonitis problem.
God, does that team suck right now? Well, Jesus Christ.
Last night, Ovechkin scored, giving him 50 goals on the season, and now he has six seasons where he has scored at least 50, also tying Peter Boost goals ever.
Yeah.
In a Capitals.
472, so he ties ever. They put up a either last night or the other night, in or afternoon, I should say, when they were in New York, where they showed, like, since the 2005-2000, most goals. Obviously, Ovechkin is well atop that list. This guy's like 100 and so. I believe it's Jerome Iginla who is right behind him, but who's in second place, like 100 goals back. I mean, it's not even close.
Oh, and the Oscars tonight at Verizon Center. That's a look at news and sports.
Sir, today I'm waking instead of your alarm.
Sure, sure.
This kind of help in the morning. I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I got it for you. And here's your sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation.
Let your taste buds. They got your back. Like when they tell you to get an ice cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's. And then you realize it's just $1. Or Coke for the lady in line behind you. And then you cop the number. Your taste buds deserve. But since they don't have hands, a Ronald's is the next best thing.
Isn't it time you showed your taste buds some love? Enjoy any soft drink or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Girls and games, through the years they shine, like a melody, my sweetest voice out of the mirror.
Elliot 235-5456. Call me right now. You get yourself a pair of tickets. You will go see Van Halen. August Lube Live. Tickets on sale. When you can buy them. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-468.
Elliot. In the Morning. This is XL102. After Elliot. Find your game and save at Golf Galaxy, where right now you'll get 50% off Tet Metalwoods or a Callaway Big Bertha driver. Get Titleist Prior Generation for just $39.99. Plus rates. Golf Galaxy also helps you find your game with a full range of services, including lessons from PGA professionals and certified fitters to make sure your equipment fits your game. Galaxy in Glen Allen today.
Three words. Jalapeno, queso. Well, that's right. Fantasy just at Qdoba. Introduce queso. We've one-upped our signature queso with a mix of hardwood smoked bacon and a hint of jalapeno heat. A bowl of it or put it on your favorite burrito or nachos. But do it soon. Won't long. Only at Qdoba.
Hey, Mike, is your check engine light still on? Is your car left? Didn't you just buy a new set of tires still squeaking? You need to take your car to the all-new RPM Mobile One Car Care Center. They're located at 4222 West Brossa Street from Aunt Sarah's Pancakes. They're changing the face of automotive repair in the city of Richmond. Reliable, clean, ASE. Get your car to you on time. They always give you a free 32-point courtesy check, a free digital alignment check, a free courtesy car for extended repairs. Plus, they're a green company.
How do you know all that?
I just had my car serviced there. RPM Mobile One and Mobile Repair Center in town.
You can trust our lifetime protection plan covering your engine, transmission, power steering, coolant, fuel, driveline, and brakes. RPM offers $24.99 mobile oil changes, service from your home or office, free towing, free tire rotation, and free state inspection. RPM, Richmond's only Mobile One Car Care Center. Call 355-TUNE, 355-TUNE.
We're not number one.
Wawa Sizzlies are now just two, so grab one for you, then you, then, or grab one for now and one for later. Hey, grab one for each hand. We want applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all-butter croissant to tasty turkey sausage on a bagel and our sausage and French toast variety. Which two for $3 Sizz ought to have a Wawa? Limited time only. See store for details.
The premier music venue there on Saturday, April 11th, and a Skylit Drive with Red with a Jumpsuit Apparatus team. For more info on all the shows at the Canal Club, go to thecanalclub.com and like them on Facebook.
Eating uncontrollably. Eating far more similar situation. Eating and then feeling terrible. Binging at least weekly for 3 months. Sound familiar?
Monica Seles. I got the title, but off the tennis court, me was just uncontrollable. I had binge eating disorder. There is hope.
Adults, get the full symptoms at BingeEatingDisorder.com. Then talk with your doctor.
Collision is slowing things down southbound between the Boulevard and Franklin. There are delays in the area as well as 295. Better bridge through Chamberlain. A collision's down the right shoulder area. Watch crash in the west end, Pump Brook Town, 2nd at Main. And on the south side, Brander's Bridge at Lakeview.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning, D.C., Washington, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Daily Raw take his microphone stand to the nose. What'd you say was how many stitches? 14? But you say he'll be fine. He'll be fine by the time the show gets.
Oh yeah, he'll be good to go at the end of this week.
Yeah, no, Diamond Dave's a warrior, Diane. Warrior. 6 to Elliott. 866-235-5468. Hi, who's there? Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm wondering, what's your first name?
I'm Debbie.
Dawson, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. I'm going to send you to go see Van Halen, the 9th, Jimmy Lube Live, on sale Saturday. If you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee, grin off her face, will give you will give you your tickets. You'll just give her some info. Hey, have you ever, for any reason, ever impersonated a cop? Okay, that's dressing up as one, and I appreciate you being honest. All right, listen, hold tight 1 second for me, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second for me. Why did I mention
Breakfast. We were talking about McDonald's.
That's right. We were
breakfast.
Talking about McDonald's and how smart they are with doing the all day doing that. That's right. Because I had mentioned the breakfast that's good like McDonald's is Whataburger, but here, so that's fine. Whataburger's awesome, though. You get the opportunity. You taquitos are good. Anyway, and by the way, I say this before this happens all the time.
Well, explain.
So here's, follow me here, okay? This past weekend in Texas, eight didn't want to be in line at Whataburger during for the drive-thru. Now, you know what? I don't want to tell you how it ends. He chose to impersonate a parking lot in a Dodge truck that he'd outfitted with sirens and flashing lights, forcing other cars to get out of the way.
Out of the drive.
Get out of the way. He wanted to be able to pull up in front of them and be able to get his stuff and then move on. Unfortunately for him, though, there was an actual off-duty cop nearby who immediately ended up getting busted for a police officer. His truck was rigged out, though.
So
he had the sirens.
He doesn't just need a
uniform.
Also,
sexy. I mean,
doesn't. But one can make a jump in
I see what you're saying. Yeah, doesn't just use it for drive-thrus. Now, the problem that he, the crime that he committed, well, I mean, the crime that he committed was you go inside.
He looking for the convenience?
Yeah. Out of his car, yeah.
And the ease and the speed? Going inside takes all that away.
You still get it free. You still give it to you for free.
What are you getting for free?
My food.
No, you're not.
Oh, cops get free food all the time.
Not every time.
This guy is want food. Now, he also wants everybody to get out of it. But I guarantee you he wants the free food.
No way.
100%.
I've never heard of that.
That cops get free food?
Not someone out of the goodness of their heart, like treating them to a meal or picking up their check.
Restaurants will give them free food all the time.
They could pop into a fast food restaurant, will be given a meal?
You don't even have to go to a fast food restaurant. You can go to any
restaurant. This is a fast food restaurant. I said not like a restaurant or treating them to a dinner. This is a drive-thru.
Pick any restaurant.
Fast food restaurant?
Fast food will give them to you like that. Absolutely.
What?
Oh, yeah. No.
So they pull up to the window. They see that it's a...
So I can't answer that because I don't know. I feel like every time I've been a cop at a fast food restaurant, it's... Maybe they do. I have no idea.
I feel like I've also seen cops pay for their food at fast food places.
I mean, in the restaurant,
took it.
The restaurant may take it. I'm gonna throw out a reasonable number. Another time, it's free. Take it.
It's high.
No, not at all. And by the way, they're not demanding it. They don't go in there and they go, "Give me my food."
An understanding.
Professional courtesy. You're in my store.
At a national chain.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. National chain, mom and pop, it doesn't matter. If I were a cop, now listen, they don't ask for it. If I were a cop, though, I would expect it. I would be disappointed if I didn't.
Yes, sir, but you shouldn't expect it.
No, you shouldn't, but I would. I'm saying I would.
That's you.
Yes. I'd go in and expect. That's why, by the way, that's where I think that this guy messed up. If he would have gone inside, he got his food for free. I don't think he was just doing it to get everybody out of the line. Well, clearly, the sirens to get everybody out of the line.
Trying to skip or cut.
Definitely trying to cut. Definitely trying to cut. Which you shouldn't do. No cutters. But for him, I bet it was a two-prong fork.
Would not have been for me. Not familiar with such a such an arrangement.
You've never heard of that?
No. And like I said, I wouldn't blink an eye. Oh, 5% of meals
number
are free.
I'm trying to get a number. I know, like on the way in the morning, I know when I've gone into my 7-Eleven, I've seen cops in there, free.
A lot different.
Than a burger?
Yeah.
Burger and fries, whatevs. You take whatever you want. I mean, I'm not going to give you $500 worth of food to go feed the force, but you're making your way through the night shift? By the way, you may make your way through the day shift. You know what's while he's in my restaurant, thing bad. So the call in that restaurant, like I said, Diane, you know I'm dying one of two ways. Heart attack or in that 7-Eleven. The best mornings are when I pull and there's a cop car sitting right there. I'm like, you know what? I ain't dying today. I meant like in the store.
Maybe he knows CPR.
So I know. So if everybody is, oh yeah, cops here. I mean, there's probably some that are like, oh F, cops are here. You know nothing bad's going to break out. So yeah, if the cost of that is a sandwich and some fries, dude, all day.
I don't think it's 95%.
You think I'm low?
No, I think you're very...
Again, they may not always take it, but offered, 95%. 95%. I could own the most expensive... And if a cop walked in his form, I'd give him free food.
On top of what we know is a crazy ass salary.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the nearest academy? May look to change the line of work.
But yes, no, this guy was cutting.
I can't even, this story means nothing to me now. I'm trying to wrap my head around what I've learned about restaurants and cops.
This is the part that I don't understand. Why would you outfit your car? All you had to do is use it. Well, because clearly he's not just using it to go into a store and get free coffee. This guy's on lights.
Yeah.
He's speeding. Like, he's doing all kinds of stuff. He's people over on the side of the road and, like, laying into them. You stupid son of a bitch. And, like, going at them.
Why would he choose a pickup truck?
Oh, they're an off-duty car. It wasn't like it had like the insignia on it.
Yeah, but it's still got because lights and things on it.
That's what he drives. It's his own car.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just, they're undercover cops in all over the country.
I know. I mean, you see different vehicles that they use for undercover, but I don't know for this guy to actual personal vehicle.
Well, yeah. But
is he
the academy? No. Vehicle? He's not part of the...
No, but putting like the lights in the grill or is
it
one of the...
I don't know how it's done. I don't think he rolls his hand up and puts the big sticky red light on. No, he probably is probably... Oh, they make it sound like his truck was really outfitted.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he put in all the effort. The guy's probably eaten $20 million worth of free food and run everyone.
Well, not now.
And then wrong for some reason. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line two? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Is this me?
Genius in a way, though.
I'm failing to see that.
He got greedy with it.
He's probably already gotten away with a lifetime of crime.
That's what I mean. He got greedy by wanting people to get out of the group.
I doubt it's the first time he's done this thing.
But I'm telling you, he got to be caught being in the lot. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, I just had to say, I used to work at Burger King. And every cop came in, would get a 50% discount, or if they would swipe their manager card.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, there was actually a fire and police. So firefighters, too, we push that button, 50% off.
No kidding.
Yeah, literally.
I'm sorry, that's 100% of the time. Maybe my 95 was low. 100% of the time, Diane.
Not free, though. Free, though. 50% off.
If there was a manager there, they'd get it for free.
There you go. There you go. Short hairs. We can split short hairs, yeah. But I'm telling you, my number's going to be low. Very good, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I would do it every day.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi.
This is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, what's going on?
I work at a... And I'm a waiter. And every time a cop, firefighter, or EMS person comes, we a flat rate at $5 they get. They can get like 6 things on the menu. It's a flat fee of $5.
I'm 2 for $2.
I'm sorry?
No, Diane, free. That's essentially... Come on, again, you want to split hairs? Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Very well known.
I guess who is a cop or interact unlucky in the places they dine.
Line three. Hi, Elliot. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Brooke. One of my really good cops, they get free coffee at Royal Farms and Starbucks. And what's really cool is, like, sometimes out for dinner, and a lot of, like, the restaurants, I mean, not, you know, like, five, you know, like, a lot of down chain restaurants will 50% off the entire check. And we'll even say, like, hey, we're just, you separate from them. And they're like, no, I'll take it off. So we meet them a lot for dinner.
I gotta find who do I know there?
Officer Chris.
Oh yeah, you know what? I could do that.
Yeah,
I would totally do that. I'll bring my whole neighborhood. So see, I would feel bad. No, I wouldn't. I donation, please. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't feel bad at all.
No. Hey, everybody inside that restaurant knows ain't no crap going down right now.
No, we love sitting with them.
Yeah, that's why. That's this guy in. It's genius. Except if you get caught.
Yeah.
Encourage somebody to, you know.
So we don't know how long he'd been impersonating police?
No. Damn it. Off-duty cop just sitting right there. And the off-duty cop became this. Hey, you know what? I would too. Because I've never seen a cop sirens just to get to the front of a drive-thru line.
Of course not.
Why you would do that.
What happens though if they're in the drive-thru waiting?
Then you got to move.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm moving. Yeah. That's why I don't feel like I've ever seen cops go through the drive-thru line. I feel like they always go inside.
For that reason?
No, it's just respect. Where am I going?
Well, does any of it have to do with, it's a tweet, cops are given free food sometimes, but it is against the
law. Against the law.
Because it can be a bribe for protection.
Well, no, it's not for protection. They're protecting anyway. They're going to be there. Like
they're apt to go in a place that doesn't give them the
right. No. What I'm saying is at that point you're essentially getting private security. That, you know what? Maybe that's my dollar fee. Because then I'm not giving it to them.
Right.
They're paying. You know what? That's why. Like when I open my store, Elliot's. Parentheses. Cops pay penny. That's
a mouthful.
Line 7. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hi, this is Robert.
I used to be a correctional officer, and I was on my way home, and they were giving me free food.
No, I got no problem with it. Would you go through the drive-thru?
No, I'd walk in. They would charge me the regular price in my uniform.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
So whenever I got out and I walked in, feel free to put police in the civic toy all the time.
Now, you weren't taking advantage of it, though, were you?
Sometimes I was.
You know what? I could appreciate the honesty. Very, very.
Hey, when I was in the Department of Juvenile Justice, when I was 6 years ago, at 7-Eleven, just to get stuff, and they gave me free food.
You know what? I'll take burger bites all day. Hey, let me ask, or do a lot of people try to impersonate cops just to try to get the stuff?
Like, whenever we're in our uniforms in, they take it out of our paychecks. But there are some people that keep uniform, like Halloween, or I guess they do go in the stores and try to get
stuff. I hear you. I wouldn't do that you're thankful for. I did it. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
You got it. Talk to you later. All right, let me do this. Kaylee, ask me if you're on hold. Don't go anywhere. Give me one quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the Morning. She's little, and she's about to blow your ear off. Mom, on XL102.
Field day is a lot for one person to handle. I mean, May 2nd, you got six bands, including Incubus, Dirty Heads, and Passion Pit. So if we're going to get you nice and warmed up, bringing Bad Sons back to the RBA, they're going to play the National. I'll get you in all three. Just listen for Tamo's ticket. Tamo's get bomb.
For a wake-up call. Wawa's breakfast sizzlies are now just mix and match. All your freshly mixed. There's applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all-butter croissant. Savory turkey sausage, egg, and cheese on a bagel. French toast variety. Any two breakfast sizzlies for just $3. They're definitely the highlight of your morning. Gotta have a limited time only. See store for details.
Headquarters. It's stocked with the best energy drinks at the lowest prices of the year, like Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, Nos, and more. So if you can make it here, you can make it through your day. Get your energy drink fix at Wawa today and get a butt. Right now, grab two 16-ounce Monsters for just $3.77. Wawa, limited time only.
Visit Rocket.com to learn how to enter for a chance to win a trip to the 2016 NCAA Men's Final. The official dunk partner of the Insta Series. Open to residents of the 50 U.S. in D.C. 18 and older. Sweepstakes ends on 4/18. Visit NabiscoSnackRocket.com for details.
Pearson is the number one volume Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda. Pearson Mazda inventory of new and used Mazdas and Mazda, and they may get into a new Mazda shoes. Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. Right now, you can lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month, or lease a 2016 Mazda CX-5 $9 a month. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
15 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 km, signing exclusive tax title in 47661.
Months after your accident, will the hospital bills start piling up? Will calls from insurance companies and bill collectors overwhelm you?
Will you be struggling to make it
now? Will you be faced with things because of someone else's negligence?
And Alan, we know that a personal injury can affect the rest of your life. We've dedicated our life to you.
We're Alan and...
Call 866-388-7150 today for a free...
New flavor alert, RVA is the only place within a two-hour drive that carries animal. Expertly crafted by world-renowned mixologist, VA Vapes carries flavors like the taste of strawberry red vines. They will remind you of fruity candy from your childhood. And Fruit Loops that you know and love. RVA Vapes is the people's choice for vape products and accessories in RVA. 6100 West Broad Street at rvavapes.com or call 922-33 RVA Vapes, the people's...
And Telus users, Sprint is, and to prove it, check out our special. Just how special are they? We're talking $450 back it down. First, $1 switching bonus, just because we want you. Second, up to a $350 account credit when you trade in your current phone. You won't have to pay the or remaining balance of your smartphone, even if you're currently under contract. Plain and simple. So, what are you waiting for? Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com. Telos. Offer only available in the Richmond, Norfolk area. All while on the Sprint network. This offer is only valid for current and Richmond and Hampton Road service. Roads is not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Limited time offer. Subject to credit and valid $100 service credit applied with to $350 buyback for eligible devices. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's TMO. Join me at Applebee's Short Pump Saturday. Hey, I'll be giving away EFD, plus Applebee's wants 3 hour specials and prizes. So join us this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Applebee's, 11780 West Broad Street.
Tired of hearing those guys give you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats EB.
You haven't filed your taxes yet. What are you professionals at H&R Block will get you every penny you deserve. Same day appointments are up fast. Visit H&R Block today to get your billions back, America.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
A multi-vehicle collision is slowing things down between the Boulevard and Franklin. A shoulder with big delays in the area, as well as 295 northbound up from Meadowbridge through Chamberlain. A collision shoulder area. Watch for a crash in the west Broad, downtown, 2nd and Main, and on the south side, Brander's Bridge at Lakeview.
Elliot in the morning.
Raise him up, lighter on a Saturday night. The band plays a song you like, and you sing. Red, I'm talking about some bad daddy's old gun seat. There's the one you love and you're kissing on. Get those white sails that are sailing down the deep. It's just a whiskey glass if you ain't making a toast. Lift your tear, pay the love.
Our buddy Todd.
Home, you've been gone too long.
Can't wait for Todd.
No more messages.
Yeah, nothing last night, huh?
Are you kidding? I think I've gotten enough.
So yeah, Todd Glass will be in here tomorrow. Look forward to him coming in. All right, let me grab some of these phone calls. Line 8 in the morning.
Morning.
Yes, it is. Who are you?
All right, I'm Mike. Okay,
Mike. Yes, what can I do for you?
I think you're about 5% is about 10 years too late.
What do you mean?
I'm used to really have to work to find a place to charge us, like especially McDonald's or something.
Right.
But these days, not so much. Pretty much anywhere you go. But there's only one or two places that really gives shelters the constant hookup, if you want to call it.
Right. Which, by the way, I have no problem. I'd be totally fine with it. Is that true, though, that technically it's against the law because it's seen as a bribe?
Yeah, like collecting gratuities. That they really, it's... I've never heard of anybody getting hit for it.
Right.
But if you were to do it every single day, there's been officers that didn't and demanded it.
Right. No, I mean, I'm sure there's those that have... I'm sure there's those that, like you said, are charging me, please. I'll never come back here again.
But I don't feel like since I walk into a place, they need to give me free more.
Yeah, right.
Now, what you'll get sometimes, which is kind of nice, every now and then, you're right, but... another citizen next to us paying for their food. We'll just pay for ours and sometimes not even give us a choice because we don't know what just happened.
Yeah, right.
That's something nice sometimes.
Yeah, no. That's why anytime somebody does something like that for somebody, that's very nice.
Yeah. So, speaking of free stuff, can I get a t-shirt?
Of course you can. Hey, I know what I did want to ask you. The guy who tricked out his car down in Texas, though, does that happen? That happen more than I think it does?
Probably. And the way they normally get caught is, They're pulling over and off. They'll go around and pull traffic, or they'll stop somebody and they just think they're entitled, kicks them off on the road, and you don't realize how many cars driving around you on the beltway or something are off-duty police officers, and nine times out of ten, that's how they caught.
You know, it's funny because if I had a car out and I was going to try to pretend to be a cop in a cop car. Think I would never use it to pull somebody. You would just use it to run lights or speed or whatever it is. But I forgot. I didn't think about the hey. You know what? That guy keeps cutting me to show him what's going on. Hit the lights, pull him over. That I would do, and it's being off duty.
They're pretty easy to spot, believe it or not, because once you get used to working in the area, you get used to being able to spot agencies around you use as far as what kind of lights, what kind of antennas, silly track auto antennas. He just grill.
Yeah, because I always make sure I put the tennis ball on the end of my really long and long and...
Yeah, that was 10 years ago, too.
All right, dude. Hey, hold tight 1 sec. I'll get you a shirt. Hold on 1 sec.
You don't even need the lights or the uniform. Jennifer's friend on Facebook writes, friend would wear a polo shirt, khaki polster, and everyone thought free stuff all the time.
Oh, that's a way to go, too. Way to go.
You got the uniform.
Well, I'd have to get khakis.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what? I really
and a holster.
Have
yeah, and a gun.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, just get the uniform.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, this is Maryland. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Beautiful day.
Ooh, listen to how happy you are. You're almost like way too sweet and nice.
Oh, thanks. I try, you know.
For you.
Yeah, I was just calling. I have worked in food for quite some time. I worked at Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, and Jack's Beach. And Costco comes to the drive-thru all the time. And as soon as I saw their uniform or their cop car, automatic 59 for everything they were getting.
I'm telling you, my 95% is dead on. Dead on.
But it's illegal to give them free food or for them to expect it because it is like a gratuity. Hook them up every time they came in.
I would have to tell them, listen, I'm going to charge you. I'm barely charging you what I pay for it. I don't like the loss part. If I were the restaurant owner, that part would hurt a little bit. But, you know, listen, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. The nails on your back, nails on my back type thing.
Yeah, that's when the police presence and
the
not so go a long way.
So. Amen, sister. That's why I go to my 7-Eleven. I see a cop in there. Great day. Great day. Yes, Tyler.
Here we go. You'll like this. Elliot, this is a Facebook post. This is a great accountant that I messed up on setting is to post this. I'm a county police officer, and our food is rarely free. It is discounted by 20 to 55% of food establishments.
Thank you.
Awesome stop. Shows us some love. Sweet employee discount.
S. No S.
I told you I got an email from
GameStop
that he's off at liquor store.
Okay, but that makes
food
sense.
And beverage.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. You know what? You want a couple beers to go bust to go get you. GameStop. Now I might be getting into it. Now you're talking.
Let's get on the khaki train.
Line one in the morning.
Hello,
yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, dude?
Not too much. Hey, Elliot, I have some bad news for you, man. I grew up in El Paso, down there visiting. Didn't have the taquitos on the menu anymore, man.
What?
They don't have
Wait, that was a staple, though.
They don't have.
Wait a minute. So Well, first of all, so
I grew up in the outskirts in Canutillo, actually, small town right on the outside.
Huh.
Yeah, but, I mean, we hit on Whataburger.
Dude, Whataburger was the greatest thing ever.
It is. I mean, I know we drive to El Paso every once in a while, and I know we're the first between D.C. and where Arkansas.
Right.
And Texas, that's the first Whataburger you hit, and we stop there every single time.
I love a Whataburger. Yeah. I don't want to flash my money, but I grew up in the Eastwood Heights area. Well, I shouldn't say grew up. You shouldn't laugh like that, sir. That's the worst news I've heard.
I'm telling you, man. I was just a deal for you. You like to barter, right?
What, do you have them in your trunk?
No. You like to barter. Whataburger. You love that.
Oh, dude, their spicy ketchup is the bomb.
All right, I can get them to send me a box of that stuff if you want it.
What do you want in return?
I'll take a T-shirt.
Hold on, amigo. Let me. Sounds good. Wait, now hold on a second. Tyler just pulled up the taquito.
Yeah, the chorizo egg and cheese taquito. They don't have them on the menu anymore.
But Tyler's pulled them up online. It's right there. Well, you crapped on El Paso, like God did. hold on one second for me, okay? Ooh, man.
What's the ketchup he's talking about?
They have like a spicy, tangy ketchup. It's really solid.
What do they call it?
I don't know. Spicy ketchup? Ketchup?
Oh, there's
no name. No, not that I remember. But they also on sticks. It's not the hash brown bites. It's the hash brown sticks. They'll put those in your taquito for you. The one in El Paso, there's more than one. I also don't like that I lived in Eastwood. Most people don't laugh. Most people backly. Yeah, the ketchup is good. Oh, damn, look at the shirts. Oh, there's a ketchup shirt.
Yep,
spicy ketchup. Bam. We're getting some. All right, let me do this. Let me take
the ingredients on it.
Oh, I didn't.
That's a funny shirt.
That's a girl. And it says Whataburger on it.
Too bad your birthday. Mine is a week from today. There's your friendly week out reminder. Don't give me the shirt. It's crap.
All right, let me take a quick break. Diane's got some dirt next.
Elliot in the morning. XL102.
Hey, Intello's what? It's time to find a new carrier. Switch to T-Mobile today. They'll pay your early termination fees up to $650 per line when you trade in your devices on up to the guys will do that for you.
Plus, T-Mobile's got no annual service contracts and no overages, ever. Nationwide 4G, LG, and if you're looking to upgrade your family's devices, T-Mobile also gives you the best trade-in value guaranteed. So what are you waiting for? Break free and carrier today. T-Mobile. Taxes and fees additional. Contract payoff requires qualifying service and trade-in, phone purchase, and port-in for up to 10 lines of the Visa prepaid card. 8 weeks. No overages for domestic, postpaid, non-pooled use. See store for details. Buy Metabank. Member.
Buying car batteries is a lot like buying a... Make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, or boasts a late AutoZone as your battery head jeans, just remember, too tight ain't right.
It's getting warm with a Duralast Marine battery. Keep the fun going strong.
Race Week returns to REI 25th, and backed by popular demand, another chance to get on the track before the race at track. There's music, entertainment, and a Q&A with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Admission is free for Saturday night's race. Spring. Track access starts up at 4:30. Then the sun sets and the flag drops for the Toyota Owners 400. $135 for tickets.com. It's NASCAR at RIR. You've got to see it.
It's refund season. Go into Block and get your billions back, America. HR Block or Viscom to make an appointment.
People are going crazy for FanDuel.com's One Leagues. Listen to what real players on the site are saying.
FanDuel, easily by far, is the best fantasy website. It takes all the fun of 162-game season and condenses it. With FanDuel, there's no season-long commitment. You have it every day.
With FanDuel, you get your winnings for the winnings for around.
If you're playing fantasy sports and you're not playing FanDuel, you are...
FanDuel.com. One-day fantasy baseball leagues for real money. Paying $2.5 million a day this baseball season. Get in on the action today. FanDuel is giving you a bonus that gets earned as you play. For every pause, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get this one-time bonus .com, click the microphone in the upper right. Code 4949. That's FANDUEL.com 4949.
Incredible is getting an insanely delicious three-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire that do a sweet and spicy flavors of the season starting at $19.99. Start this three-course flavor journey with a salad. Then pick from five special entrees, including our cold water lobster tenders. Yes, succulent for just $19.99. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's Marmite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect, they'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible can't get more incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. Dirt. You get to inject into their core. That's like getting the fire and ice dinner. Salad, your choice of five entrees and dessert. And is all starting at 19 yen because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. Incredible served daily. Reservation now at bonefishgrill.com.
Controllably during a binge. More than others would in a similar situation. Eating and then feeling at least weekly for 3 months.
Hi, I'm Monica Seles. I got to achieve my Grand Slam title, but off the tennis court, my binge eating was... My doctor said it was binge. There is hope. It's hope. Adults, get the from BingeEatingDisorder.com. Then talk with your doctor.
iHeartRadio goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius on the current state of music.
Music at the moment, it feels like a really healthy time in that all the bands that I love, they're just pulling influences from wherever. It's kind of not like years ago where you had to have two. You couldn't touch synthesizers. You couldn't really stray from that line. Whereas now it's kind of, you can do that and you can also put synthesizers in. You can be happy. You can be real. It's like a good time.
Listening to iHeartRadio for more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Now, it's in the morning on X.
Now that's the tweet that you want to see. Hey Elliot. Area is an old area.
Nowadays, what's up?
As you're born in the wrong decade. Then it wasn't known as these
Canes.
Back in that decades. Time. That time. So yeah, no, it used to be ghetto. Now you're from somewhere.
Like my mom, I told you last week, or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, she would just in Indiana. Now she's like, yeah, Butler. Oh. Yeah, Bulldog. So Okay, that. Put away the letter jacket.
Before we get into dirt, thank you very much to our friends at Carmine's. They are located on Street and Penn Quarter, Verizon Center, which is where we're going to be eating Saturday night before we go see Neil Diamond. Carmen'sNYC.com. In my hood, money equals power. So thank you guys very much. By the way, I believe if I have this right, it is the biggest restaurant square footage wise. I know they can seat 700 people in there with hope. If you're looking for a place to have a private party, maybe a date night, Carmine's, 9 private rooms, accommodating the code of 400. So again, thank you very much. We'll be in there on Saturday for the Neil Diamond show. By the way, if you're going to the show, don't try to like Bogart the party. That's the wrong Bogart. Don't try to come in and just throw yourself into our party. You understand what I mean. So anyway, thank you very much to Carmine coming in with food today. All right, Diane, we got to get in. I will give you tickets on the Mets Monday. Regular season baseball, Max Scherzer will make his Nationals debut. I will give you a pair of tickets. Friends at Papa John's. Let's get into some dirt, please.
Returns to perform and to mentor those who are still left on Nashville. Yes, starring running.
Oh, Gary LaVox. Oh, wait, what's his ABC. Real last name? What was his, we learned?
Vernon,
that's right.
Yep. Few chances on with Fallon tonight. Kimmel has The Rock, Rihanna, and Death Cab. Part of they have written the new girl for a fifth season. Fox
that's
says,
not my buddy Ben Gibbard.
No. Fox says this means it's going to reach its 100 episode.
Oh, that means syndication money.
Yes, during the 2015-2016 season. FX audience for season 4. That'll be in. And Showtime is going to bring back the Don Cheadle, Kristen Bell show. The show House of Number 5. Asif Manvi is just one of the names that has come out to support new Daily Show host. He said that the uproar over Pass is much ado about nothing.
You know what even my bigger problem is that it makes it sound like that was all delivered like during one. It's 6 tweets that span the course of like 6 years.
Right.
So what? Or am I just being too? Am I being too forgiving like him?
I think best defense of Trevor at this point is. He's hosting the...
Yeah, no, that's true.
He's not going to be the president.
Right.
I just don't get it.
But they're not seem bad to me. Make everybody laugh. That's okay. But they don't seem bad. Wow, he's a hateful person.
Even said, you know, there's going to be a presidential candidate down the road from now, and people are going to go up that he tweeted when he was, you know,
Yeah, definitely. You but know? Then Tyler's right. He's hosting The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
It's just, but there is a difference. I will since this tweet about Bruce is a lot better the award show. Like there is obviously a way in which jokes can be handled.
You know what? There was I can't remember who it was, but somebody made a Jenner joke during the roast.
Yeah, the roast is a completely different.
No. But what I'm saying is, it is funny. The Jamie Foxx one was horrible. Like it was just horrible.
I don't remember the roast joke, but Trevor's tweet and Jamie's joke during the broadcast. There's a
yes. Oh, I agree.
Legendary folk singer Joni Mitchell rushed to the hospital after she was home in California yesterday. They said the condition was quite serious, although this morning...
Don't say she's... Well...
In good spirits, even though she's...
Okay. So I was going to say, I thought I heard that she was doing better.
We got some new Tracy Morgan out and about walking around, getting around a little bit better. He's using a cane still.
That's still so weird.
I mean, God, we're coming up. June was an event that happened last summer.
We almost had a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Also the victim of a racially charged incident. A man in New Mexico arrested for throwing a banana peel at him during his stand-up show in Santa Fe, Kansas City. Battery and disorderly conduct. And the Smashing Pumpkins going to tour together this summer. Co-headlining tour 23 start in California. Tickets on Friday.
Like that.
This year's Best Actress Oscar Whitley not convincing enough for the Turkish culture and ministry. She was hired for turning in a bad performance during a commercial for tourism there. I guess she was supposed to go and talk about visiting the country as a child. Apparently the ad production says they've taken a one because it was canceled. filming on the next Pirates movie delayed mid-April because of Johnny Depp's injury. They said they still have 14 weeks of shooting to the production, but they said there's like 400 crew members that got told, sorry, no work for you right now. You're right now back and ready to go.
Ow.
Mars pro Mark Vallis switching apartments, or at least it looks like he's trying to get out of apartment living. He lives like right in Hollywood right now and moved to a house. Looks like he bought this place 1,400 square for $800,000 or selling it for $800,000, looking to get a little bit more room, maybe in Los Angeles. Barbara Walters cannot stay away from the retirement.
Oh.
To host a new TV show at 85. She will lead ID Network's new crime series called American Scandal on well-known crime stories.
In the 20s.
It will premiere in October. Why?
I don't get it.
Need the money.
She doesn't do it for the money. She's got a niche. She's got a story to tell.
She wants it so bad, just go back to The View. Go home.
Five. Like, just go have...
Levine is clearing up the mystery as to what her problems were with her health.
Now, you said that this was the People magazine cover story?
Oh, Avril.
Yep. I was dying under the world health crisis. Turns out she got Lyme disease. And it one of those where doctors tried what he knew. They finally do care from both her mother and Chad Kroeger. She says
her husband, thank you.
Feeling,
in the Us Weekly cover.
What's the Us Weekly cover?
Oh, with...
Deaf people.
Why would they go with?
From prison.
It's our girl.
Wait, who? Oh,
Teresa Giudice.
The prison family photo.
Yes. Yeah. She's in a jumpsuit. And that's
Giudice.
Juicy Joe.
They like to have sex, right?
Two of them for a while. And two of who?
That's ridiculous.
Completely taken during a.
Here's hoping. April Fool's joke.
That's pretty good. Why is it?
And talking about how did an interview with Extra that is...
Who's that? Juicy Joe?
Yeah, that is going to air...
Tell him, Bush.
With Extra, not Access Hollywood.
That's the same thing.
But apparently, Teresa has this, you know, group of women that she hangs out with, and they're at the gym, they get their hair done, but she goes outside, except she's in...
Right. That's a good photo.
Also today, the Scientology LA expose going turned out to be huge for HBO. Their biggest documentary premiere in almost a decade. This was the most watched one, like two-parter about Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, no kidding.
Back in 2006. Russell Crowe says it's in used to prank call him, and it went on for about 2 or 3 years. He somehow found...
What does that sound like?
He said he somehow found the name... That Russell Crowe would stay under when he checked into hotels, you know, keep his, he said, you know what, didn't matter where I was, up, and it'd be like,
it's Dewey Lauren Yorp.
Is Mr. Wall there?
Is Mrs. Wall there? What's holding your ceiling up?
Congratulations to General Hospital overtaking The Young and the Restless to lead the nominations for the Daytime Emmy Awards this year.
Which is the one you watch?
That's it.
Oh, General Hospital.
Speaking of The View, outstanding talk show entertainment, Ellen DeGeneres live with Kelly and Michael, the Wendy Williams show this year.
How did the Wendy Williams show get nominated?
How you do it?
I don't know how that one got it. Wait, did the Chew get nominated?
I'm watching.
The Talk. Although for outstanding talk show informative. Which
you know what? That's
different.
Very informative.
Along with Dr. Oz.
I learned a good way to peel potatoes.
The Kitchen on the Food Network and the Steve Harvey Show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Also, Vacation. We saw some pictures of Dave Grohl there with his family. Sean Penn, a boys' night out with Bono in Hollywood. You can tell, Bono's got a jacket on, but you can tell he's still got his arm in some sort of a...
Yeah,
of some sort.
But you've been that bit going a long time.
And something else that you have pointed out several times over the... Lena Rancic also speaking at magazine. According to her, quote, "I know I'm too thin." She said ever since she appeared on the red carpet to Golden Globes in January, people have been tweeting about rumors of an eating disorder. Some people saying, oh, is the cancer bad or bad? So I guess that's why she felt that she needed to speak out. You may feel like a dick for saying what you said.
No.
She said, you know, it is really hurtful attention, adding that she would quiet down on its own. She says, I'm sorry that some people think I'm disgusting, as they put it, but there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, there is.
I'm lucky that I even have the type of cancer that reacts to this medicine. Told me, this medicine can alter my metabolism and cause weight loss. Suck it, Siegel.
Yep. All right, very good. Thank you, Diane. 866-2-ELIOT-885-546. Call me right now. I will give you tickets. You will go see Max Scherzer make his Nationals debut, take on the New York Mets. 866-2-ELIOT-866-2-468. Thank you very much to our friends. You get a 50% discount off your order at PapaJohns.com with promo code NATS50 on opening day. Open day, 866-235-5.
There we go. Elliot in the morning. It's morning. So 102 after Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
You know, I wish that when I'm traveling, and I'm always traveling, I could take all my DVR shows with me. A work trip here, a vacation there, a pile up. And I don't want to be that annoying person who's always saying, stop, talk. Why didn't somebody just make it DVR shows on my tablet? So I can watch it on a plane, or on the beach, or wherever I am.
We're with you. With Xfinity, your DVR shows and watch the device anywhere. Like on a trip to the Caribbean.
I think you mean the Caribbean.
What I do? Xfinity is perfect for people on the go. Switch to Cast for $79.99 a month and get $200 back. Plus, add X1 DVR service. Only at Comcast.com/switch today. Offer ends 4/19/15. Customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Two-year term agreement required.
Carrytown Burgers and Short Pub, and they need you to attend the job fair. In the fair, Monday, April 6th, the Short Pub location, 200 Town Center West. Amazing bartenders, servers, cooks, caterers, and management. Visit the Carrytown Burgers and Pub info.
This Live proudly presents an evening with a band that defies the jam. Friday, April 10th, the night with a mule. Classic cuts with new surprises. That'll have you on your feet. Tickets start at just $21.50. Get them now at Brock's Barbecue and TocahontasLive.com. Government view the mule tracks at Pocahontas Live. Haynes and company are going to light it up. There's no better way to spend a Friday night in the gorgeous surrounding State Park. Friday, April 10th. For more info, log on to Pocahontas Live.
This is Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond's deal of the
2007 Toyota Yaris four-door sedan in blue and low miles. Get the 887.
Located off I-60 at HendrickRichmond.com.
Go to Diamonds Direct for the best diamond values, right? Because everyone knows you can get her a bigger, better diamond for the best price. But girls go to Diamond Rings. These days, the ring important is the diamond. They like to pull it off, pin it, and get 1,000 likes. So they want a ring that doesn't look like the one everyone else has. That's why their rings on every woman's handcrafted one-of-a-kind rings in rose gold, yellow gold, and platinum. No matter what look she wants, classic, vintage, heirloom, or contemporary, have it Diamonds Direct. All the most sought-after designers have chosen Diamonds Direct to be their authorized retailer, including Tacori, Corey, Viraggio, Jesse Dossi, Christopher Designs, Simon G, Kirk Cara, and many more. Over 4,000 rings to choose from. Because of our unbeatable no-middleman prices on diamonds, you can get her a world-class engagement ring and still stay in budget. Diamonds Direct, Richmond's direct diamond importer. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods.
Burger King. Can I have a sandwich?
I mean, croissant-wich.
Yeah.
Sure, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Croissant sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center Spring Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, gear, DJ rig, and more. Get Tesla Flame Top Les Paul, now just $129. Or a Fender acoustic guitar, also just $129. Plus, select strings, Texas cables, and drum heads. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs to veterans who otherwise cannot easily...
With limited intermission, rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. To donate, new or used, or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to DVDs4Vets. That's DVDs4Vets.org.
From the top of the Elliott, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott.
To Elliot, 862-5-5-4-6-8.
Hi, this is Patrick. How's it going, Elliot?
Dude, I am doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. Really good now.
Excellent. It's Monday, opening day around Major League Baseball. I will get it. You will see the Nationals. You will see Max Scherzer make his official debut Monday afternoon, pitching against the Mets. Thank you very much to our friends at Papa John's. Don't forget, you can get 50% off your order at PapaJohns.com. Make promo Nats 50 on opening day. Hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you, and you enjoy opening day, all right? Hey, all right?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother. Hold tight one for me. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in today. Located at 425 7th Street, Penn Quarter, right by the Verizon. 202-737-70, or go to c.com. Don't for a place to throw a party or host a party. Carmine's has nine private rooms, accommodating 15 people to 400 people. By the way, the restaurant seats 700. Massive. So thank you very much to Carmine's for coming in today. To you ahead of time, they'll be taking care of us for early in the morning before we go to Neil Diamond. Tomorrow and Friday, that's it. Two more winners will join us on Saturday with Neil Diamond. We'll do dinner, we'll do drinks, we'll do Diamond. If you need any information, you go to facebook.com/EITM online. You can get all the information there. Also tomorrow morning, I'll have more tickets for you to go see Van Halen. Those tickets will go on sale on a Saturday morning. Everybody have a good, safe day. Oh, I totally forgot to mention. Our buddy Todd Glass will be in here tomorrow. Yeah, definitely. All right. Everybody have a good, safe day. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow. And see you soon.
The day is closed. It's gone from us. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll sell it. Ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell.
See ya. WRXL HD1 Richmond.
An iHeart radio station.
Creation of XL102 of Richmond. Broadcast around the world on iHeart Radio.
My sweet summers.
Richmond's presence. XL102.
and the